Hey, it's Seth Payton with Role Playing Public Radio. This is RPPR Actual Play. We're playing Savage Worlds, Savage Rifts. Symphony of the End, episode 11.
Have we done 11 of these so far?
Well, we've done 10. We are beginning our 11th adventure.
Yeah, it's done. We know this.
Wow. All right. Well, tell us how does it end, Tom?
We're doing 11. We've done 11.
It ends in blood.
All right.
I'm pretty sure it will, actually.
Future tense.
I also think something. It would end in rainbows. Enjoy.
We'll see if that's those foreshadowing. So we are, in the last episode, the players actually went to the orchestra, the big old dungeony super base that was housed the whole Muse project before the Rifts. And they fought and took down some coalition dudes. And they also got new leads on some muses. So we will, first up, before we get into any of that, we have vignettes. Your life at Castle Refuge in Branson, Missouri.
So the name of the town isn't even Branson, it's Branson.
It's Branson, Missouri.
And that's the only thing you say in that accent.
Yeah, basically. It's traditional.
Wait, hold on. If it's Branson, is he still alive?
Which he? Shoji Tabuchi?
No.
Oh.
What a country?
Yeah. Oh, they don't talk about the no, he was staked.
Okay.
Yeah,
he got staked and put out in the sun.
Yeah, basically, okay. Yeah. Right. We don't have to we
don't talk about
him. Only American blood will do.
Yeah. Oh god.
In Soviet Russia, they stake you. No.
You stake them. So, well, let's just go around the table and who wants to begin? There's a little vignette. If you don't know what to do, there is the ghost MMO. Remember, if you help that ghost MMO and those ghosts continue the cycle of endless video game playing and death and rebirth, they generate more PPE, which then can be monetized and make a profit, and you make credits. So if you want to get a shiny new piece of gear, the MMO is the way to go. So does anybody want to start or?
Screw it. I'm going.
All right. So, Sean, please remind the listeners about your character.
Hey, I was here for the first episode and I just now returned.
Uh huh.
Oh. I'm playing Yolanda Hayes, an artificial being. Identifies as she. So, mm-hmm. You know, she was around before the Rifts.
Yeah.
Remembers Android. A lot of weird stuff and has skills that nobody understands. And
She can deal with people.
I know. It's like a thing that Rifts does not handle well.
No.
And I've been playing at home base for a while, is what we're going with. As far as...
you were researching the muses and the whole Symphony of the End.
I was doing important things at home.
Yeah, you're the one who helped open the portal to the orchestra, we'll say. Yeah.
Yes, also playing World of Warcraft. Anyhow. Mm-hmm.
So in case you don't know, the players did a mission where they found this MMO that was running, but now it's powered by the souls of the damned, or basically ghosts, so they're trapped in this purgatory.
So basically World of Warcraft.
So I might have been rescuing souls.
Well, no, they want to keep them there, because the ghosts are okay with it, because dying doesn't hurt. But it does release psychic energy, PPE, so that that can be harvested. But the problem is they've been playing the same game for hundreds of years without it being updated.
Well,
so they're not very active. So that if you improve the game, they'll be more excited to play the game.
So what Yolanda would be thinking is that she's not like harvesting them. She's helping them.
Yeah, no, add new content or improve the hardware.
Right, and she's like assisting them in becoming better people.
Yeah. So they don't mind playing the game. They just are tired of the game as it is. So people have added new music. They've added new written content for it. Things of that nature. So
she's probably assisted them in creating, one, fostering new content creators.
Yeah.
Two, absolutely creating new missions, scenarios, and three, probably fostering new factions.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that might be, I guess.
So, what skill do you want to use if you just want to make a skill check? So you can also look at this as more of like you're recruiting people to do those things. You could also get more computing hardware. Basically, think of some way you can improve this ongoing project and you can make some money from it.
Would language work?
If you can explain how.
I'm actually going to encourage them to develop separate languages to create small divisions. Oh,
yeah. Ghosts who speak out, it's in English. Yeah, if you
so if they can, speak different languages, in the process, we're we're resurrecting double the player base.
Yeah.
But we're also creating a more rich environment.
Well, yeah. Well, new players could play. Like, they could start... Give me a language check.
Okay. D12. Here we go.
Oh, you have a D12 language?
Yeah.
Nice.
And you also want to roll a D6 with it.
You always get your D6. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me do this.
Would you like to borrow the Easy Roller Dice by easyrollerdice.com?
That's fine. I'm good. 11?
11's very good. I will give you 5,500 credits.
Okay.
As you're able to add new players to the game. People have never experienced this content. So that it generates a lot of energy because they're eager to check out all this stuff. And also, they're not dead. They're just trapped as ghosts.
They're also learning Chinese.
Hey, they're only mostly dead.
Well, no, you're... Yeah, well, adding multilingual support adds Chinese players to the game.
You know, the people across the planet, I guess, join.
Well...
Or maybe not across the planet.
Yeah, you're harvesting... You don't know exactly why certain ghosts show up to this game.
There might be languages. I don't even... They just exist now.
All right. Well, anyways, you're adding multi-language support to the MMO, which is helping quite a bit. So, Cranberry Bog Hexer, how are you doing?
Let me see here. Well, I find myself in my private bed chambers in Castle Grey.
Castle Refuge.
Castle Refuge. Here, Castle Refuge. Laying in a wizardly hammock of my own design. Mm. I'm wearing my hillbilly outfit and intend to cheer myself up after I richly betrayed my good friend Stetson by selling him to a nasty little goblin creature.
That's true, you did.
You know, and just like, you know, the hillbilly outfit just isn't really hitting the dopamine receptor. So I hit upon the idea that maybe my feet aren't very big. You know, hillbillies have enormous feet. Maybe I just need to complete the entire thing. So I cast growth upon my own feet that are sized upon tunes. I'm briefly amused as I look at myself in the mirror, but I understand that I'm going to be stubbing my toes all over everything. Also, I won't get any tail. So, you know, I'm just sitting here in my hammock, barefooted, unloved, missing stitches. Yeah. Going through my Rips Savage World branded smartphone, looking at old photographs we took of each other.
Man, the shit you miss after a few sessions.
Oh, yeah, it was a whole thing. He's had multiple adventures with his albatross. I'll give you a Benny for that role play. Yeah, as you are, you're feeling pretty bad about it. It takes a lot to make you want to grow your own feet into pontoon size.
I'm going to tend to the feet the blues.
Yeah. Defeat.
Well, sometimes you get the blues.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just really need to kick out of that.
Sorry, I already gave him a Benny. Good try there, David. Speaking of that, what does 44 want to do for his vignette?
Well, we've already established that 44 likes to trap things for the MMO.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'm going to be doing that, venturing out into the environs near Branson. Specifically, I'm looking for one of those famous white cats that used to be at the Magical Mansion.
Uh-huh.
There used to be a magic act that was Van Birch and Welford.
Uh-huh.
And then beyond that, there was another person that came along that was a stage magician working with big white cats. Mm-hmm. And so, as we all know, after the fall, the cats got out into the wild and multiplied. So out there, there are these fabulous white cats.
Yeah, but, you know, I would say give me an occult check.
Because they got to be out there somewhere. And that is a 5.
So what you realize what actually would really help is not the living cats, because I forgot how we did that, but like this is a ghost MMO. The ghosts of those original cats would be a great addition to the game. Yeah.
Okay. So that means that I just need to find an old exorcist and a young exorcist.
Yeah, yeah. So this could be a multi-part thing, and the payday would be commiserate with that. So, yeah, do you want to delegate? Yeah, find some exorcists, some people to bust some ghosts for you? Or do you want
to... I happen to know I've got a party member who is in a funk. I'm just going to go grab Cranberry.
Okay.
Bustin' makes me feel good.
Come help me find the cats.
Okay, tattooed one.
All right. Yeah, the ruins of Branson and the theaters are around you. They've been... Some of which... What was that theater called that they worked in?
Well, that was the Magical Mansion.
The Magical Mansion. Yeah, the right, obviously. Mansion is haunted.
The Wayne Newton Theater originally.
Okay. we'll say the Magical Mansion Theater ruins are still there and unoccupied. The most of the theaters have been either destroyed or rebuilt and occupied. The community around Castle Refuge. So you can go
looking for a magical lion, a magical tiger, or a magical oh my.
So, yeah, how do you want to do this? Do you just sort of go to the Magical Mansion and look around, or do you want to come up with a game plan first?
Well, let's go and look around. That's the first part.
Okay.
First, we need to acquire our target.
Yeah, tell me your approach. Well, how are you looking for the ghost? You just literally just walking around?
Let's see here. I have anything that speaks with dead?
I mean, those spells exist, so I don't think you have them. You're an ocean wizard, not a ghost wizard.
Well, yeah. People drown in the water.
Or a necromancer. That's what you really need is a necromancer.
You
need, well, I have an OD. I got a 1D8 knock call. What do you have?
I have a D8.
D8?
So,
yeah, you can both give me a cult check. Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
I got a 3.
6 plus 5 is 11, 18.
Oh, damn. All right. So, yeah, you know all the methods of contacting ghosts without casting the spell, speak with dead. So your options are, one, recruit a necromancer to do it for you, or two, do one of the traditional methods yourself. So automatic handwriting, seances, using a radio as a ghost box. Those are the big three you could use pretty easily.
Can you turn one of your tattoos into a radio?
You could just get a radio. They're not that.
I could just buy a radio.
If that's easier, fine. I was just trying to be fantastical. This is boring. To the gift shop. There's a powder blue shirt there intended for young women that exposes their midriff. I'm going to look fetching in it.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so one, absolutely you will. Two, I do have a summoned griffin. Since it is ectoplasmic, maybe we could talk to the griffin and have the griffin talk to the lions.
Yes. Now.
Is it only the griffin's
high? Sorry, a booming voice just said no.
Yeah, you know. All right, you get the radio. You, with your 18, you can modify it into a ghost box. Yeah, give me. And so you turn it on. It's just radio static. Shh. And then everyone's here. Meow. Shh. Meow, meow. Meow.
Head towards the meows.
I have an edge in Beastmaster. Would this assist me in interpreting these calls?
Oh, yeah, it is. All right.
Meow, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's just kind of aimless right now. You'd have to communicate with it. So what do you want to say? You basically talk out loud and wait for the meows. So, like, what's your pitch?
What's your deal, ghost cat?
All right, roll persuasion.
Tell it that if we can convince it to come join us in this ghost MMO, that it gets all the steaks it can eat.
Chris, I love you, but please tell me this fail.
Scores 10, maybe 15 total.
Yeah, 15. All right. Well, you only take the top die, so there would be 6 plus 4, 10. You don't,
so just 10.
Yeah, that's fine. 10 is still a very good success. I miss the show. I miss performing. I miss the crowds. All oohing and aahing and saying what a good kitty I am.
All right, I relay this to my friend.
Okay. Oh, great ghost cat. Uh-huh. If you will join us, we can get you all of those things through the form of the ghost MMO. You will get praises not only from small audiences, but from large global audiences. Can you imagine being on a global stage, a global virtual stage in front of all of the ghosts?
I mean, technically, it's kind of its own separate reality. Okay, yeah. Yeah, give me another persuasion check with a +2.
Meow.
If that's the pitch you want to go with.
David,
either one of you can. Do it.
Well, I got a 1.
Well, I've got a 6.
All right. The ghost lion is pretty like intrigued by this idea. And you contact Emmeline and then Dominus Mortimer, and they work it out so that he puts on shows. They get a stage, another ghost to act as the stage magician. But the lion, what's the lion's name?
Lionel. Because we're not creative.
Okay, yeah, sure. All right. He's lying. Lionel becomes a star performer. And basically, the characters in the video game have to get certain tickets to even watch a show. They have to do grinding, which means fighting, which means dying, so which they're eager to do so they can see the new show. So you're able to, the two of you, get 1,000 credits each.
Such quests.
Yeah.
Howdy do, Lowlies.
Yeah. So, meanwhile,
we made some money.
Steve.
Hello!
What did I say? Was this cooking or prep? Do you remember?
I do not. Okay. It's been
we'll say it's prep then.
All right. I'm like prepping for the competition.
All right. Next. I think next is the semifinals, and then after that is the finals.
So yeah.
Next time, cooking semifinals. All right. So, what do you want to do to train? I mean, you don't have to. You can just fuck off.
Oh, no. All right. This is a crowd. This is Yeah. Crap, this is a craft I'm honing, and I'm an officer now. I have to lead by example.
Oh, that's right, you do. But it has to be something new. You've already learned everything you can from the previous training montages you've done, basically.
I was about to say, is he going to phase world for the thing?
He want to? Like, I don't know. What you tell me how you're going to train. No one's telling you what to do. You have to figure it out yourself.
All right. I am going to have random, like, just, you know, people around the place assemble, like, okay, pick a random ingredient and bring a quantity of it to, you know, to the mess hall.
Okay.
And I have, like, everyone do this.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, okay, then I'm going to have, like, all right, now, like everyone's going to have cards. Like, you mix around these around. And, like, we're going to all draw randomly from and I have to make something about this on the spot.
Okay.
Gooey duck.
So, are you going to put any money up? Because that'll get a lot of interest if you actually, like, are willing to lay... If you're actually willing to put something on the line for this. If you're just doing this for training, you'll get... Some people will help you out of pity. But people want to see a show. They want to see you sweat. So, like, yeah, if you put... And, you know, if you put yourself under pressure... That'll probably be better
training for you. You put money up for it.
How much?
I got $5,000 left.
Okay.
I'll put $5,000 on it.
All right. Who's going to be judging?
I know what ingredients we need to get. Cranberry, can you tell the difference between which one of these mushrooms will let you see God, which one of these mushrooms will taste great, and which one of these mushrooms will just make you trip balls?
Consume all three at once.
We'll just dice them up fine. No one will know.
Also, you could, Chris, you could come up with an NPC to be the judge and just roleplay as him for the scene.
Just think
someone who lives at the base. I will say Ragnar Thunderaxe will make sure, will make a law that, or a rule that no one's allowed to bring anything that's poisonous or venomous or anything like that. Like, it has to be edible. Nothing radioactive, nothing like that.
Like, well, I brought this whole thing of plutonium. Fine.
Yeah.
We're just going to sprinkle it over like salt, you know, for flavor.
Yeah.
Radioactive flavor.
Oh, wait, I know. It's Guy Firelord, the guy who really likes fast food places, the spiky hair, and he's also fire.
Oh, I remember fire that elemental. Guy with the flaming tips.
Yeah. Do you want to roleplay as him?
Or I can do this.
Okay, yeah.
I believe in you.
Yeah. So,
Diners, Drive-Ins, and D's.
There we go. See, that's talking about Sean gets a bitty. That's the one. That's the one.
Oh my god!
That's the level of maturity we're going for. This he passes the shot.
Maybe he should be Guy Firelord.
Yeah. I can if you want.
All right, yeah, sure.
You shoot in there. You go ahead.
All right.
Hey, folks, today on Diners, Drive-Ins, and DBs, we're checking out this new cooking show with... What's your name?
Steve.
With Steve! I don't know where the hell I am right now, but my hair is on fire! It's literally on fire because I'm not from this dimension!
Okay.
Do things ignite around you?
Yes.
All right, so everybody, I'll bring in the first contestant. It's a farmer from the edge of town. There's like a herd, you've got money upon these...
I do, sir. Yes.
All right.
Hey, sir, what's your name?
It's Cursed Frank.
Cursed Frank! I'm sorry, you're cursed. Or is it Kurt? I'm not sure.
Cursed. I'm cursed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Angered a witch.
Oh, well, let's see if maybe your cooking can fix that.
Oh, I thought I was just supposed to bring in ingredients for him to cook and make good.
Like, yes, that is the whole thing. Yes.
All right.
I have no idea where I am right now.
I don't want to hear, to be honest. I got Blight Cow.
Do I know what Blight Cow is?
It's like a cow, but cursed, and you hack off a bit, and it grows back. But it grows back different every time.
Oh, I see.
That sounds like an amazing variety.
Oh, yeah. Lots of variety. Lots of eyes. Sometimes you get some teeth inside.
It's a tumor cow.
No, not always tumor. Sometimes it's, well, it looks like gold jewelry, but if you try and claim it for your own, it'll bleed into your... They give you nightmares. Anyways, it's different every time. I brought the whole black cat. You just slice off a bit.
Like, just give me...
This sounds like an amazing adventure!
It's like, it probably is, yeah.
Yeah, give me a cookie jar.
Okay. I'm all for challenge. Yep. 9.
All right. Yeah, there's a pit black cow you see that's actually very good. The butt. It's
this kind of like gonna have to cut around it quickly. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Make it showy.
Yeah, nice rump roast.
Oh, yeah! Flavor explosion! He's cooking its butt!
All right.
Now that's what I call a rump roast.
All right. And cursed Frank. He cries as the cow, you cook the rump roast, who's going to try it? Oh, well, Guy Fieri.
Yeah, Guy Fieri is going to, like,
all right.
He's going to, like, put it in his hair first. He's going to eat it.
Yeah. It's good.
I can feel the curse in my stomach already.
Oh, wait. The curse is being lifted. Thank you, sir. I may have lost a bet, but you lifted the curse by making a delicious cow dish from my black cow.
It's like, it's
now it's a blessed cow.
It's like, would you like to take some home with you?
Yes.
Like, I've been so happy to eat a cow's butt.
Actually, for the first time, I'm packing up a to-go box.
All right.
And there's my other milestone, like my first to-go box.
Yeah.
Wait, is that made of styrofoam? Like, you should be ashamed.
I was like, no. It's some space age polymer. It's obviously mega damage.
Okay. Yeah.
So is it labeled
mega damage? Yeah.
So is it labeled dog boy box?
Yes, it is labeled dog boy box.
There you go. Yeah. Let's see. Does anybody else have anything they want to? They can top blight cow, a wacky ingredient that is still technically edible.
Nothing I can say out loud.
There's also demon seaweed, but
yeah,
how close are we to the ocean?
Sure that it's Branson is still in the same place in the post-apocalyptic world
most of the time.
Yeah, I moved Mall of America, but not Branson.
Catfish.
Yes, catfish.
Catfish. They're not actually catfish. They're catfishing in it. They're catfish.
Oh, it's a manipulative catfish.
So okay. What you're saying is that it's not really a catfish. It's just a fish that's catfishing to be a catfish.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, all right.
Oh my god, I think this is kind of deceptive.
Yeah. And from the bottom of Table Rock Lake, so that makes them the giant dam catfish.
Oh.
Right. Wait, is that dam still intact?
Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
They built it well.
No, it actually was destroyed, but then a curse rebuilt it. There's a lot of curses going around.
It's like
the Ozarks are very cursed.
Yeah, we are. It is.
The spook lights.
So give me another Caribbean check.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ross.
Okay. That is a 9 again.
All right. That is, let's see if that's enough. Yes, that is.
Can anybody stop this cooking machine?
So it doesn't taste like catfish. It tastes like something else entirely. But it's delicious. What is chicken?
I think it tastes like
tofu. A Sonic chili dog.
I know. There we go. No.
Yeah.
She just wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was, catfish. That's what the catfish was actually
like. See, like, no, it's like you have to interpret what it actually tastes like before you can.
Are you sucking on a chili dog? Are you Sonic the Hedgehog? Are you an OC? Do not steal my character.
Like, I don't know what he's saying.
All right, controversial. Yeah.
Not sorry.
Yeah, you get a +2 in your next cooking roll.
For the semifinals.
For the semifinals, yeah.
Actually, I'm writing that down.
Yeah, you should. Because I'll forget it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Vignette's taking care of side. All of you wake up in a vast field. You all wake up lying on. You feel plastic and cloth beneath you, and it's dim. The sky above you is dark, filled with black smoke. Around you in the distance, you can see fires occasionally, and like the smell of smoke hangs, burnt plastic and cloth.
First thing I do is I look at the remains of the kush I bought from that skeletal guardian back then. Like, I smoked too much of this.
And all of you realize you don't know how you got here, but you begin to, as your eyes begin to adjust to the darkness, you can see each other, and all of you begin to remember. So all of you remember your mission briefing.
We were briefed.
You were briefed.
Sorry.
You were briefed that they have an emergency mission for you. They found the muse of children's music, but you had to jump through the ley line nexus very quickly. And that's when you all realize that you can see the three of you can see each other, but there's a human child with you. And Steve, you feel very different.
Like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
This is wrong.
The voice sounds startlingly familiar, but yeah, as you sort of get up, you realize you're in a field of discarded and broken toys, and you don't know exactly what happened to you after you went through the ley line nexus to teleport to go rescue the muse of children's music. But somehow, Steve was transformed into a human boy.
Right. Riff's babies.
You three are the same, though.
Right. Riff baby.
Yeah.
Oh, poor kid. Would you like a lollipop? Like, I've got candy in my
I bag. Swear to fuck I will kill you if you go on like that.
Steve, who did you anger?
Like, who I don't you? Know. Who did I don't you? Know. Like, Grandma's not angry. I know that much. Like, I mean, the look she gave me was scowling, but it was the closest to praise she ever gave me the last time.
Aww.
I don't like this.
Yes, look at you. Unable to lift even the tiniest gun. Can't even drive a car.
I no wasn't money. Even thinking
no
about
credit
that.
Cards.
And now that's
you're a
all
baby. A baby forever.
And now that's all I'm
your
thinking
greatest
about.
Nightmare.
Like, Steve, it's okay. We still love you.
Like, oh my God, like, where are my guns? Like, are my guns gone? They can't They're be gone. All... I just
yes, they were taken away because you'd be grounded, Steve.
Your guns are all toy form now. I'll let you choose between pop gun, Nerf gun, and the super soaker.
Well, obviously, the plasma projector's got to be the super soaker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you feel all sorts of gross shit.
it's a super soaker full of piss. Where did I get this?
All right. So.
I'm so familiar.
44, you see this first. Something moving in the pile of discarded toys next to Steve begins moving and towards him. What kind of toy is it that is moving towards Steve?
That's one of those creepy Jack in the Boxes.
I was thinking
tiny teeny. So we'll get to yeah.
So while that is going, grab sword.
Yeah, you get your sword. You hear the music too, Steve.
Like, I'm not familiar with this tune.
There's a little pop, and there's a little Jack in the Box looking like, hello.
What?
Hi.
What?
Urge.
What's your name, little boy?
This is not symbolic at all.
I don't like this.
But no one likes this. That's why you're here, to save us. The king of toy, the king of children's music, needs to be. You're the one to save the kingdom. The king has declared that no music shall be played. And it's like, gotten,
excuse me. Yeah. Can I borrow your box for just one second?
It's part of my body.
I know, just the box part.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh no,
Steve. Why are you headbutting that poor Jack in the Box's ass?
Like, I don't have normal human feelings, but I'm vaguely creeped out.
Yeah.
I'm fine. This is all wrong. Like, tail's gone. I don't know how to walk like this.
So you feel something on your shoulder. There, little like, boy. And there's like one of those carnival sized teddy bears pushing out of the trash. It's got like one and it's beat to hell and back. But yeah, it's speaking a deeper voice.
I'm just,
oh, look, it's broken toys for our broken home.
Like, what are you talking about? My home's fine.
Yeah, so more and more
makes it that way.
Of these toys turn out to be alive. They may be broken, but they are alive.
Like, I'm not a child. Like, I'm 20.
Why am I feeling weirdly maternal?
Like, I don't know that.
Those of you with cults can give me rolls.
Okay. Just to make sure I remember how to do this right, because it's been a while. Mm-hmm. I make the occult roll that I have the dice on. Do I use the stat next to it?
No.
No, the stat next to it is determining how high it can go when you hit level up time.
Okay.
So basically you use this die plus you roll a d6, which is your wild die. And if you hit the highest number on either die, they explode.
So I roll 2d6. Okay.
So yeah, if your skill is 6, you'd roll 2d6.
What is this? That's a 6.
So you roll that one again. That's another 6.
So it's 7 plus 2, which would be
9.
Yeah.
I got 15.
Okay, damn. All right. So what you realize, and you only used one die, right?
Yeah, I rolled 2 sixes and then a 3.
Damn. All right. So with that amazing role, you realize when you step through the Nexus, you were teleported to this pocket universe that the Muse created of children's music. Something's clearly gone wrong with it, but
I would say so.
You're a wizard, so certain curses and transformation spells won't affect you. You're not human. You're a robot. And you're also a magical creature. So you're the only actual, like, regular-ass mortal in the group. So,
oh, lucky me.
Yeah. So something about this Muse's powers transforms mortals into children.
Well, this is hell.
But on the plus side, all these broken toys see you as their hero.
Well, that's a mistake.
And there's quite a few of them more. There's several more. So there's the Jack in the Box. There's the giant teddy bear. The cranberry was another toy that is shaping up to be very noticeable.
Let's see here. Okay, you know those Barbie mannequin heads that girls would practice combing hair?
Oh, yeah.
All right, some off-brand shit like that, yeah.
Just the head?
Yeah, it was just the head. They would just practice brushing hair.
The big ones, right?
I'm Decapitina.
Well, it's like the size of like a mannequin head, right?
Yeah, okay. Basically.
Okay, yeah.
I'm Decapitina.
All right, so the teddy bear has that, is carrying her around, and she's trying to sing and be pleasant. She has a nice voice, but yeah, she's just can't. She's clearly fighting against this magic, this power that's preventing any of these beings from singing or making music. And let's see here. So we have three. Well, let's have one more toy.
A transformer.
Okay, or
Huck a Void with a Face. It rolls downstairs in one or in pairs. Rolls over your neighbor's dog.
No, we gotta go with Transformers. We gotta go with something with package that would be so.
Also, they're sponsoring us.
Yeah. Giant teddy bear, Jack in the Box.
Please, Hasbro, but give us money. You clearly need it.
Oh, to be fair, I was thinking that there's got to be at least something that's a little bit threadbare.
Oh, yeah.
And plug for other RPG.
Yeah. So the Transformer is, we'll say it's a lame one.
It's OreoBot.
It's Cherry Picker Bot. It's a Cherry Picker truck. So, it's just utility truck. It's an off-brand one. It's like a GoBot. Like it's a worse bot.
The worst bot.
DotBot, Department of Transportation.
Ooh, DotBot. There we go.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a special one that they had commissioned to sell Department of Transportation things. It was a limited run.
So it's like an old utility truck.
Yeah. It's got the cherry picker
with, like,
on it.
Like cherry picker
belt. It's probably one of five. And if you combine them all, you can fix the roads like an adult does.
No, you combine them all, it gets crippling depression.
Oh, no.
And fixes the roads, too, right?
No.
My wife took the kid bots away from me.
Department of Transportation actually fixed roads.
So these four toys seem to have the most capabilities. Like, they're the most intelligent, they're able to talk the most, and they're most, well, aside from the Barbie head, Trisha seems to know a lot. Huh? Yeah.
Decapitricia.
I'm just
going to say. Or Marie Antoinette.
Those four seem to be the most with it. So they seem. But there are other toys also sort of like, not quite swarming, but like reverently following Steve.
As I look over this, I just quietly mutter under my breath, "This is horrifying."
Yeah, so you can talk to them and ask them what's going on. But yeah, you're here somehow to find the person that is possessed by the Muse of Children's Music and get them back to Castle Refuge so they can be protected. And you don't know exactly what happened between you accepting the mission and waking up here. But yeah, they tell you that the King of Children's Music has declared that no music shall be played forevermore.
That is a horrible prospect.
I addressed the nearest one of these tinkers' cast-offs, and I asked them to point me in the nearest direction of the foul magic that's causing them so much grief.
Oh, well, that's the heart of the kingdom. That's where the king is. And he's the one who put this edict that prevents us from playing or singing music.
Show me the heart of the kingdom, toy.
Well, it's a very dangerous and fraught realm. There are many dangers. We will have to go that, but it's towards there, towards the fires in the distance. That's definitely the direction to go.
Towards the fires.
Is there a road that goes there?
Yes, there is.
Is it colored?
Yes.
Grandma told me about this once.
Yes, it's all the colors of the Lego.
Oh, it's not the same story. Then nothing.
Steve, come along. If we go to find the king
then and kill him and kill him dead,
then we can turn you back into your lizard form.
Forward!
We.
I roll. I'm running.
The lizard.
So yeah, you continue along.
Do I trip and fall? Like, I'm running without a tail. I don't know how to do this.
I don't know. Are you?
Yeah, I totally do.
Okay. Make the toys carry you. You know what? Make a litter. Make a litter for you to be carried on by these damn toys. There's a lot
of broken toys, and they are very... They're definitely hero worshiping you.
You ever seen the movie Paprika?
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine
that scale.
Steve has not seen that movie.
I feel like if we were to link arms and just traipse our way down the line, we would probably get there faster.
Well, Steve can't do that because he's, one, a child now, and two, he doesn't know how to walk without a tail to counterbalance himself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we link arms with Steve, then if he starts to stagger.
You're too tall to link arms. Like,
let the tiny ones carry him.
I just, could you please carry me?
Of course! Carry me!
And I'm thinking,
what should we call you?
I'm Steve.
Steve! The hero!
He is Hero Steve.
Hero Steve!
I'm bleeding a little from hitting my head before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just dribbling joy.
I look at him and I'm just like, listen, I'm not very comfortable with this, but it's kind of how it has to work.
All right, so you and the march of all the broken toys start heading towards the king, the heart of the kingdom.
I'm like, I can't pick up a car now. This is messing with my head.
Yes, it's getting weird. Formerly powerful, now powerless.
So what you're saying is that he's like a babe in Toyland.
Yes, that one as well.
Thank God I don't know much about old human culture. Otherwise, I might be offended by these words you keep saying.
Honestly, you should be extremely offended.
I am. No, I will be. Thank you.
Keep going.
Excuse me, young child. Can I ask you to co-sign on a loan? Oh, I can't because you're a child.
Wow. Wow.
There's a little mechanical banker just shaking his head.
Like,
it was like a coin bank. He's like, no loans for you. Like, no co-signing here.
He's like, Cranberry, you do know that one day
that child wants a mortgage. How foolish.
You do know that eventually this will go away, and when it does, I'm your commanding officer.
Perhaps we can mortgage you a lollipop. That would turn your frown upside down, I think. Yes.
I'm going to order you to do something horrible later.
There's a lot of things you can do, but I'm a wizard.
Well, as he's a child and has no actual human rights, we could technically sell him.
Now you're getting weird. I don't want to bring money into this. God.
All right, all of you, can give me awareness checks.
All right, is it awareness?
Yeah, that's
or is it awareness?
Give a lollipop before and he refused.
So what is awareness?
Notice. Sorry, okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
What's going on? Skill.
Oh shit! Both exploded. Hey.
Yeah, your physical stats are D4 now, but yeah, your mental stuff is fine.
All right, so. Roll both because they both
one. I rolled 5. I don't get it.
Five. The base number is 4. You just
I got a 15.
Okay,
11.
All right. So with you just get a regular 4. You hear noise up ahead. If you get above an 8, you can hear very clearly. It is the tiny. You can already recognize the tiny voice of animated toys, but these are angry toys that are giggling and cackling. And so you're on the road, marching on the Lego road, you and your legion of broken toys. But just over the hill, you can hear the sound of like another group of broken toys that are cackling. And you can hear the sounds of plastic being shattered and metal being strained. You know, it sounds, something intense is going on over the head. So
there are toys breaking other toys over there on the other side of the wall.
It does sound angry.
So, what do you want to do?
Can I disguise myself as the king? But I wouldn't know what he looks like. I probably can't do that, right?
You don't know what he looks like.
I know what he looks like. Damn it.
Yeah.
Put yourself
behind a curtain.
Wait, do you have a spell that would let you?
Yeah, I have it. It's right here underneath my powers called disguise.
Disguise yourself with a toy.
If you spend a Benny point, you could say that there is a toy with a official portrait of the king nearby. You know, okay. a little like, all right, it's like a little golden book, like the king of children's music.
Excellent.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a
minute. Except he's like wielding a switchblade, threatening.
He's a very, so the king of Toyland is named Gary.
Okay, of course it would be Gary.
Gary is a regular middle-aged human the little golden book is very odd. It says, Gary used to be a stamp collector and loved collecting stamps. But then the muse of children's music entered his, gave him power, which he thought he wanted. Gary's a king. He is an adult, but he is the king of children's music. So, yeah, so you can make a spellcasting check.
That happens. That happens in middle age. Yeah.
That's a spell, not a skill. All right. Let's see what it can do. Oh, yeah. So that costs 2 power points if you succeed.
So I'll be rolling up.
What's your spellcasting
action? There it is. There it is. 1d8. There it is.
So a d6 and a d8.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You wear no mask.
Plus 6 is going to be 14.
Damn.
All right. Yeah, you are Gary.
Cool.
You look like Gary, and everyone, of course, all the toys saw you cast it, or at least the ones with you, so they're like, wow, what a great trick.
It's like, he's a magician, you know.
Ooh.
All right, I saunter over the hill, and I look my enemy in the eye and hope I fool him.
Okay, so you see there's a large group of broken toys that appear to be conducting some, like, very brutal / jigsaw-esque torture puzzle, trying to force each other to sing. Like, all right, if you don't sing, the clamps will get you. And then, you know, the toy, the little teddy bear is being pulled apart by clamps, or they have some power tools that they got a hold of and they're using them to great effect. You know, like, you don't want the power drill to turn on. You know, it's kind of like a little messed up. But
I want to play a game.
Yeah, they are like, we have to sing. What are we if we can't sing? They've gone mad because they can't sing.
By Edict of the King.
By Edict of the King, yeah.
I un-edict it for them.
They look at you. Oh my god, it's Gary, the king of children's music.
Yes, I was brought out here because I heard someone was doing it wrong. And from what I can see here, this is just there's hardly any sort of a organization. I mean, where'd you get this power tool? Who told you to use power tools? Who instructed you?
Well, the demon toys did.
The demon toy?
If the demon toy told you to jump off a bridge...
Well, if he told us that we'd bring the music back, then yes, we would do that.
If I sing for you, would you stop?
You do what I say, demon talk.
No, I'm going to step forward
again. Well, have you lifted your edict?
I will, as soon as you tell me where these demon toys are. We have to slay the demon toys, then you can sing.
Oh, they went up ahead.
Then you are going to join me, and we are going to get these toys so you can sing again.
Well, they were coming to get you.
Yeah, all the better to draw them. You're going to take this drill, and you're going to do something good with it for once.
Gary, let me sing for them. This is how it's done.
All right, yeah. Roll performance. Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, I just hope, oh, God, I'm probably not bass anymore.
No, you're not. Well, actually, make a perform check.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
Were you a singer? I thought you played
backup vocals. Like, they needed the bit. I'm doing bass.
Sing. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, go and sing.
So, 6.
Yeah. What do you sound like?
Give me a second.
You'd be Hakun Mitsu.
Ready?
Yeah.
Chippy, chippy, chappa, chappa, dooby, dooby, dabba, dabba, magical, dooby, dooby, boom, boom, boom.
It placates the mad toys.
What is that?
It's a meme song about it.
But it sounds kind of like a Vocaloid because you're a robot.
No. It's actually technically from Chile.
I was just talking about your character.
Oh, yeah. I was doing that. Yeah. So, yeah. But I was like, going to sound meme as hell.
Sure. Well, toys love beamy type songs. Yeah. So, yeah.
You imagine little cats.
So you find that the demon toys start showing up with a bunch of stuff from the adult world. You kind of realize that obviously you're guessing that probably the Federation Magic sent some agents in. They got transformed
into demon toys. Adult world, not adult. Anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, like power tools and shit.
I'm not going there.
Yeah. So,
they show them one episode of The Simpsons. This is what happens.
Right.
Well, yeah, Family Guy, forget about it. Yeah.
Forget about it.
Forget
Anyhow,
about
it's like I said, yeah, I just like, I do the thing and I'll keep doing the thing as long as I need to.
So, no, that's enough. You just have to, that's dumb enough that the mad choice, you actually can kind of imitate it. You haven't totally lifted the edict, but like that singing has kind of like alleviated it. So they can mimic that. So they join your horde of toys.
We're all marching, doing chippy chippy chappa chappa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, and I'm just being carried up.
I'm really in hell now.
And I'm going to keep going as long as...
I know, because I know and you can keep going forever because you're a machine.
Yes. Steve, I am the machine. Are you that lollipop yet?
If I have a lollipop, you do not want to know what I'm going to do with it. One eye is just twitching involuntarily.
So, yeah, you can move on.
You know, your mother and I spend a lot of money to bring you out here, Steve. Least you can do is appreciate it. One day you'll have kids of your own. You'll understand why I brought you out.
You just look to the teddy bear like, can you give him a wedgie?
The giant teddy bear? Yeah, all right, yeah. He starts marching over towards you, Cranberry, trying to walk behind you.
Okay. I'm the king! Don't do this, I say no!
But he's the Zero Savior.
Are you really going to raid a child over me?
Wait, no, I saw you transform. I know you're not really the king.
I'm going to mesmerize you until you do what I like. Meanwhile, in the background.
Do you actually have some kind of mind control thing? Are you just going to try to persuade him, convince you you do?
That's a pop on the nose. Yeah,
he's a nose. He's a big teddy bear. You can take it, yeah. He's like, okay.
No!
Yeah.
Personal space, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll get him.
If someone runs over and grabs your pants, you tell him no too. Thank you.
Boom, 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 boom.
No, I'm just like I'll have my time.
I'm not gonna lie. This is the main reason I thought of this adventure. How you doing, Tom?
I'm fine.
Oh, good.
Steve's in hell.
All right. Very good. So you continue on. This is, again, it's like open, broken, just landfill, countless toys and things as far as the eye can see, aside from the Lego path. But you walk for what seems to be hours. You all start to get tired.
So me.
Yeah, your toys begin to get a little slower. Apparently they have limits to their endurance too.
All right, well, hold up. Are you guys tired?
Yeah.
All right.
We need to scavenge for new batteries.
Yes,
I need repair for my stitching. I need to repair my stitches.
Okay, we're all going to take a rest here, everybody.
Okay, anybody that is in need of restitching, come over here. I've got a needle. I've got some thread.
Okay, yeah.
You're going to start singing a song about sewing, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sing a song about sewing. I'm just going to darn all of the broken toys.
Thank you. That's a relief.
While I hum a very quiet little tune.
Fuck.
So let's see. Yeah, the DOT bot goes over to you, Cranberry. He's like, "You've been quiet most of the time. Are you the wait? Your spell wore off, by the way.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It only lasts like 10 minutes. So,
the toys I fooled. They,
by this point, they're so happy to
they
hear.
Don't give a, okay,
but yeah. The music really. They you brought the music back. So,
what was the day the music died?
Well, that was when Gary, the King of Children's Music.
See, we brought the music back. But you know, what we didn't bring back. Sexy.
That's right. And you all, because this is for families.
It's a family picture. Yeah.
So, yeah, the DOT bot. So you're an adult, aren't you?
Yes.
What is that like?
Aggravating, confounding.
Oh.
Most days.
Oh, well, why'd you grow up then?
Oh, well, for me, for most of us, it's a process we can't help. Oh. We're eternally dissatisfied. You know, desire is the root of all suffering. And yet we cannot turn off that desire because, you know, we desire to grow, to change. But with that comes the price of aging and elongating. And, well, you know, we're just not smart enough to stop it.
Oh.
Well, I'm so glad I'm not actually growing. I'm a construct.
See, if I replace all my parts with Ultimate DOT Bot, then I become the adult version of the myself, which is an alternate comics line that was meant as a gritty reboot. Was the film version was directed by someone named Zack Snyder.
All of us just wince internally.
Apparently in that version, my character, I killed a lot of people, but...
I'm curious. You dispense Jeopardy answers without anyone asking you. What else can you do?
my little lights pop on when I see beep, beep, beep.
Endlessly entertaining.
Yeah. All right, so he's just a little guy. Very curious about, you know, life among humans.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'm just in the background trying to walk. And I was like, fuck!
You're getting a little better at it.
I'm going to help him.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to help assist him in relearn how to walk.
Just
I could do it on my own and fall again.
Listen, there's no problem in asking for help.
When this is over, I'm going to kill something.
No.
You physically can't kill me.
Not you.
Like, I'm incapable of dying.
I wouldn't harm my teammates. What kind of leader would I be? Huh? I mean, I'm going to pants him at some point.
Hold on. You're a leader now?
Like, oh, yeah. I'm currently the team. I'm an ensign.
Oh, wow. Then you're fully...
Yes, he's the leader of being a crying baby. A wuss.
So therefore, you're fully within your right to pants somebody.
Like, oh, that's going to happen.
Okay, I did not understand that was how it worked.
Like... from what I understand, there are certain...
Yeah, you're actually feeling really tuckered out. Like, you have a lot less endurance than you're
used to. I'm like, oh, God, no.
Do you need to just take a nap?
Yes, sleep. Let all the adults stay up and have all the fun. That's when the ice cream comes out of the boy, when you're gone away!
It's like... I'm actually is something wrong with Cranberry?
I don't know. But if you want to,
he's been different ever since the Stetson disappeared.
Yeah, go. If you want, I can sing you to sleep. It won't be the same
song. Cranberry, like, is this about the bird?
Oh, it could be about a lot of things. But so I'm in control of you.
I saw him go like, no, I'm going with Mother.
I'm gonna take him off and sing him to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a coward. Go ahead.
Are you gonna find like a structure in the ruins to?
Is there one?
Sure.
Like, as I go, like, you're not my dad!
Not anymore!
There's a Barbie dream house, of course.
Yes, there's probably like a dead engine Barbie dream car.
Mm-hmm. There's also like a giant G.I. Joe playset it's a little base.
Anyhow, I'm going to...
Oh, wait a minute. Castle Grayskull.
Castle Grayskull, yeah. Got
to
have that. I'm
going to find him a nice place to lay down.
Okay, I thought it was like a kid, not a baby.
No, your kid, like, these are giant, absolutely ginormous.
I'm
going to
lay him down and, like you put a blanket over him to sleep.
All right, yeah.
But the last thing I say before I pass out is, when this is over, I will be making rectifications if there will be punishments.
Don't worry, we're not going to talk about this again.
And also, you're fine, though.
Yeah.
Is he in there talking about rectums again? He's so fascinated with them because he's a baby.
You know, I can't help but think quietly to myself, perhaps... The albatross kind of acted as a moral compass for you, kind of like a Jiminy Cricket or something.
Oh no, you're a horrible monster!
I mean,
no, I think my teammate turned into a baby, and it sucks for him. Like, think about it. He can't drive. He can't get in the car.
So is this a convenient?
He can't go online and buy something. No,
is this like the most convenient episode for Yolanda Hayes to return?
Yeah, no.
Like, is this the sort of thing that you're going to do for the rest of this? Like. Not just this mission, but all of them until you get your bird back to normal?
Oh, no. When he's a lizard person, he scares the shit out of me. Don't worry. I'm getting my kicks now.
All right.
And when he comes back, I'll just shrink.
Yeah.
Well, that's your answer for everything. Shrink away. Well,
God, it works.
If it helps, Yolanda Hayes has the trait of attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a pretty mommy.
Yeah.
So. Oh yeah, that's what I'm gonna be like. My mom's really hot.
That's gonna like make things really awkward later. Yeah.
So wait a minute. Since you've got a kid, are you going to call them Stacy now? It just to be Stacy's mom?
Yolanda Hayes is actually a song by I forget the name of the group, but yeah. It's an actual song.
So you have a little nap, you wake up a little refreshed. They have hot cocoa for you when you wake up.
It's like, thank you.
Yeah. There's a little, again, my little microwave is like, gives you a big little salute, you know.
Oh, that's good. Again, we won't discuss
it. Has little legs.
Like, does it have little tiny marshmallows in it?
Huh?
Just one tier.
And a tiny stir stick.
Wow. Yeah.
They're like, adults also do this. This makes me feel a little bit better.
So you continue on your march. The actress who played Stacy's mom in the music video was the female lead in Larva, the Sci-Fi Channel film I worked on.
She also did some other films.
She was also, a Sports Illustrated model. So anyway.
This is what we're discussing as we're walking.
Oh, yeah. So the wasteland becomes, you start to see trees, dead trees. You're walking into a forest.
As I see the dead trees, I go. This makes me sad.
And it is dark. It is getting very, very dark as the trees block out what little light is coming from above. It was always smoky. It's still smoky, but now it's just dark. So, yeah, as you march, you have a lot of lights from some of the toys or light-ups or light-up dolls and, you know, tiny little flashlights and things like that. So you have a little bit of dim light around this very long column of broken toys following all of you. But, you know, with the four leaders, as mentioned before. And, yeah, you could all give me notice checks again.
All right.
Oh, that exploded. Well, didn't explode very much.
11.
17.
12.
Okay.
7.
All right, all of you make it. So in the distance,
like all of our eyes are so locked.
It's more of your ears. You actually can.
Oh God, I have those things.
Kind of hear. And those of you who get above an 8, I realize that these are like half, like parts of it. It's like think of like the creepiest nursery rhyme sung by a creepy British child that you can imagine. But the only. You're only hearing like 50% of it. Like it's coming in and out of phase. Like it's not entirely there. And those of you who get above an 8 also begin to see like little ghost children up ahead, like dancing and flitting between the trees.
So we're getting some like Aphex Twin energy.
Aphex Twin / Nightmare on Elm Street dream scenes, you know. Like you can't, that's the thing as you realize is that you're not hearing the entire nursery rhyme and you're not hearing any of it. And
is there a chance for me to recognize the whole thing?
Yeah. Give me academics.
I do have that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, D10 plus. You went to school. That's amazing.
I'm a smart robot.
D10. All right, go.
Yeah. Plus 2.
Uh-huh. By the way. I you have 10. All right.
That explodes.
Plus 1, but still 13.
Yeah. So,
do you want me to dictate which one it is?
Just London Bridge. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to go with Birkenhair, but.
Well, I know London Bridge.
Bridge is unstructurally sound.
Yeah.
I was going to go with up the road and down the stair, button bend with Birkenhair, books the bus, your hair's thief, knocks the boy to bite the first beef.
I mean, all right, sure. That works.
It's actually about grave robbing. So, anyhow, after it gets creepy enough.
So, you realize that. Now you know what song you have to do, but you have to teach it to them, which means getting into close contact with the creepy ghost British children, which okay. would be hazardous in order to be around them long enough to teach it to them. So
I don't know the hazard that ghosts pay to robots. So
yeah.
So why are these ghosts hazardous as opposed to the ones we talked to in the MMO?
Well, the ones in the MMO are sort of contained in that basically ghost busting sort of like. Cell or port, okay. yeah, container. Okay. Like these are just ghosts out in the wild. They can do whatever the fuck they want. There's no limitations. There's no magic constraining them.
I explain this to the group that, like, you know, I don't know exactly how this is going to work, but if I could teach them the whole song, maybe they could help us or just not kill us.
Well, if you need to go, you need to get through the forest, and so you can either try and teach it and placate them, but whoever does that. We'll be at some kind of risk.
So I could teach them, but the problem is I'm at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So how about this? If two of us go, that means that the risk is shared between two. So that means that it's diminished for what one person would face.
Right.
So why don't I go with you?
I
can teach
together. I should go because I'm also a kid.
Okay.
I spit out those last words. Like, so they might listen to me more.
Okay. You're going to recover.
And I need to be there with my gun to threaten them.
I suppose that works.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, because guns are so clearly effective on those already dead.
Maybe.
I don't know that. Neither do I, really.
Yeah, they're ghosts of children. They're dumb.
Wow. You know,
that's just wow.
They don't know better, yeah.
All right, that's Cranberry's attitude. Now you get it, Ross.
All right, we're getting the band together. Let's do this.
So you head out in the woods to deal with the creepy ghost British children.
You guys wait here. We're going to go deal with this.
Yay! That's why you're a hero!
Tell them we're going to make new friends.
Yay! Friends! Not murder ghosts!
Yes.
So everyone give me a spirit check. This is to resist fear. Because it turns out
plus...
You get your wild eye. Yeah.
I actually get a bonus.
Ooh, that's a 6.
Minus that I get to reroll. So I've only got a 7.
Oh, wait. Okay. Do I roll a d6 as well? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. You always get to roll a d6.
Okay. I roll a 6 on that.
Okay, roll again.
So it's either a 10 or a 10.
Okay, well, nine. I think it's a
10. Sorry, 10 or 11.
Okay, well, probably the 11. One. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I get plus one because I am strong.
Well, you had the plus to either roll, so yeah. Like whatever's
on. Like I said, so that was the one. That
Nine.
That sounds like that was the lowest number. So, yeah, you all resist the fear, so you're able to act as these pale, ethereal ghost children dressed up like the Victorian era start skipping rope and dancing and trying to sing around you. And they're just – you all feel cold. You can see your breath in the air, the hairs of the back, back of your neck. Well, those of you can do. And yeah, you just feel like their touch is deadly. So yeah, you need to be very careful. But you keep your shit together, and they're just kind of like they're sort of in a trance. They're not like they're trying. They're also trying to remember these nursery rhymes, but they can't complete them.
Yolanda will present herself,
yeah,
gently and say, "Hello, children. How are you today?"
All right, yeah, give me a perform check.
I do have that.
Hold on. We all do.
Yeah.
If we do a group performance.
Yeah, everyone can give me perform.
So do we need to roll? Okay.
Yeah. Vocation. You were all taught the nursery rhyme by Yolanda, so you can all like sing it.
3. 8 plus 7.
Now we're talking. 10.
Why can I do math right now? 15, and I get a plus 1 from being attractive. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, 16.
You're putting up real serious mom energy right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Or hair, at least. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins, yo!
So with those, you have enough successes that you're able to teach it.
So 10.
I'm going to teach them whatever it is. I'm going to teach them multiple nursery rhymes if I can.
What about you, Cranberry?
I got 7.
7, yeah. So you're teaching it to them, and now you realize the only problem is now gracefully avoiding them while not running, just running away while you're doing it, because they're dancing and playing about you, and you need to avoid their deadly touch.
All right, guys, here's what we got to do. We have to dance along with them, but carefully keep pace with them.
Yeah.
We got to synchronize this.
So we have them lead us?
Does my environmental protection afford us any protection against ghost touch?
No.
Damn it.
I'm going to say they should lead us in the direction we're going. They should be ahead of us.
No, they're doing their own thing. Like, okay. Yeah, they're not. Okay, so like they're kind of right. In a trance.
We're going to have to dance. We're going to have to dance with them.
So, yeah, you can try and dance with them. You can try. There's any numbers there. Just tell me what you want to do. I don't tell you what role. So dancing with them would be athletics. Would be the easiest way to do that. That's and you can do that without penalty because that's agility and not brute strength. So if you have something else, like do you have a levitate or a fly spell?
I got athletics. I got a 1d6.
Okay, yeah. You can just also.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to let him leak that fucking shot.
Oh, shit.
10. The dice are nice
too. All right. Well, this is the best roll I've rolled all day.
Okay.
28.
Jesus.
Holy fuck. I'm not going to bother rolling. That's not sure. Shit.
Okay.
I was like, oh, good. Like, that's amazing and terrifying. Like and like, oh god, I'm dancing like I did.
Oh,
as a
you're
kid.
Mirroring them perfectly.
Oh.
Oh no, as he's doing that, I'm just gonna, Steve. You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind.
So, so you got a 7 or again or what'd you get?
I had a 6 and then a 4. 10.
10, and you got a
28.
And
I got a 9.
Do I need to roll?
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't want to be touched, there's a bunch of these ghostly motherfuckers dancing around you, and they're all.
Cranberry, put the boogie on, you do it.
Yeah.
Can you not? I mean, are you not
is
good
four
at
four okay?
A 4 is you will be brushed by one, so you will take a wound as your circuits, as you feel the effects of entropy.
Does armor help? Armor doesn't help with this.
Not with this, no. Yeah. This is ghost bullshit. So, that's on the right side.
Is that technical term? Okay.
Hmm?
Ghost bullshit? That's technical? Okay, good.
Yeah.
But for you in particular, Steve, you're mirroring one ghost boy who looks very close to you, only wearing, he's wearing a little suit.
I'm completely matching with, like, I mean, being a human kid's padding up, but I had to wear that. Oh my god, I feel certain for this kid.
he's like, a little schoolboy.
My name is Nigel.
Like, hi, Nigel. I'm
Steve. My mother sent me to the moors at night.
Like, Jesus.
She said I was a burden to the family, and her new husband did not want to care for me.
I was like, that bitch.
It's okay. She said that old Mother Crone would find me and take care of me. I was so cold for so long.
Well, we're gonna warm you. Like, we're gonna warm you up here.
Oh, that was so good of you.
Like, that's right, kid. Like,
will you tell me your name?
Like, yeah, I'm.
That's right, Steve. Play therapist.
It's like, yes, I'm Stevie.
Stevie. I'll find you in your dreams.
Like, I was like,
that's not ominous at all, Steve. I'm just,
man, he probably will.
That's true. Now you got a friend for life.
And death.
All right. And so the mist parts and all the ghosts vanish all at once. But you hear the echoes of the completed rhyme in the woods falling, fading away.
Okay. Good job, everyone. Good job. I'm going to have a ghost kid visiting me in my dreams. Just cool. Okay.
It's okay, Chief. You know what would make you feel a little bit better?
It better not be an answer that you're going to
write. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Like, is it?
Maybe.
Well, you're going to want to say it until you finally do. So instead of just letting that, just say it.
Would you like a lollipop?
No!
I think he wants a popsicle.
Oh.
Like, well, yeah. I mean,
I think he wants a spanking.
It's like,
put your okay. If anybody announces they want that somebody else wants a spanking, they clearly want it themselves. Which means you need therapy.
You continue on.
I need Stetson.
You do. You continue on, and the forest ends, and you begin to see a very bright light coming up ahead, but it's coming up from the ground, and you realize you can see like parts of buildings, but their roofs are a lot lower than they should be. And you look and you can see the path has been blocked because this town used to be a town of athletic fun and things like that. But it turns out the floor really is lava. Yeah. You need to, you see stones and bits of buildings that are still sticking up and seem to be stalwart, but you're going to, you don't see any way around it other than going through. Hopping from high spot to high spot.
There are only two solutions to this
problem. But you can give me notice checks, or you can do, if you just want to search the area, or at least one person who wants to pick a path, who do you trust to figure out the safest path? That person can do that. Another person can try and, like, talk to the broken toys. You think you're going to need their help when you get to the king.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll take a look ahead, and I'll tell you guys what or where to step.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to activate my griffin. Climb onto its back and float over top.
Okay, yeah, give me a nose check. I'll give you a +4 bonus for that.
While he's doing this, I go, there's only two solutions to this. One, we find the path across, or two, all of you have to pee a lot.
So you said a +4?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a 9.
Okay. So with a 9, you can see that there is a drawbridge on the other side that you could lower down, but it is being guarded by some murderous, well, evil, demonic toys, perhaps. And there's a lot of them. It looks like you're going to have to deal with this team of demonic toys. They're here set to make sure you don't proceed forward. So you see that. They see you because, you know, there is a bunch of light coming up from the lava. So they see you and they start readying the catapult. You can't really make out what's in the catapult from here, but yeah, what do you want to do?
Return back, tell everybody what's ahead.
All right. Yeah. So you return back. They don't have time to launch it. Yeah. Yeah. Cranberry.
So
what does it look like where the enemy is? I mean, where are they situated? Can you describe how they're set up?
They're set up on the far side of the, across on the, where the, after the lava ends. So like, like just a picture, a big ravine or a big lava river going across the middle of this town. You're on one side, they're on the other.
Are they standing under anything like a dilapidated roof or trees or anything?
Do you see that old castle place set with the extra E's at the end of half of those words? So they're set up inside of that. There's a bunch of demonic toys and they've got a demonic toy catapult that's loaded with something.
Can I use my blast spell to cause the roof to collapse on this thing again?
If you spin a Benny point, I'll say the roof is there. Okay. They're under a roof, yeah. All right. Actually, no, yeah, I can say even better. They're on a castle parapet that looks very fragile, and you spot a weak spot.
Well, all right, time to blast it.
All right, but yeah, the problem is, what's the range of your blast spell? You're pretty far away. You may not be able to reach it on your side of the lava river. You may have to get in the middle and then blast them.
I know I'm going to get yourself across
the line. Okay. Range is smarts times two.
Times two. So yeah. That's going to be, I have a 1d10.
I'm fairly certain that the griffin can carry both of us. Or if not, I will hop off of the griffin. You can climb onto its back and then get far enough over and then blast from a griffin back.
Yeah, you could do a bombing run, essentially, or a blasting run.
Is there a possibility of diplomacy?
All right.
I already did that. It was boring.
I didn't notice.
All right, so Kramer, you got on
board. That's how good a disguise it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You get on board. You climb atop the griffin. It flies over. This is going to be... Give me agility to see if you go before the catapult does.
That's a 4.
All right, yeah. You go first. Give me a spellcasting check.
That's going to be a 4.
4, okay. And yeah, that will hit. Roll damage. You need at least an 8.
Damage, okay. And that's going to be... What is damage on the blast?
By default, I think it's just 2. So you're going to need a 2d6 damage. You can... If you spend an additional 2 power points, it was 3 to cast base. Plus 2, it would make it 3d6.
Let's see here. I need to save my power because I'm running out. So
you can always throw in a Benny to get all of your power back. Okay. So when you run out of points, you can just kind of go, here's a Benny, refill me.
Okay, well, in that case...
Fill me up.
Yeah, you need 8 to damage the paraffin.
Okay, so that's going to tap me out of power points, I think. 8 total?
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be 9, 13.
13, yeah. That's enough. You zap it, the catapult goes under, and you are... The demonic toys start fleeing rather than face aerial bombardment. You did take away their big range weapon.
Didn't expect the G-130.
Yeah. So, yeah, you continue on. Or you can lower the drawbridge and get across there. So...
Like let's hear it for the griffin, everyone.
Yay!
Does the griffin have a name?
I don't know, does it?
It's just the tattoo that is below my right bicep. Or, I mean, below my right breast. It's like, so, right here.
So you do have a name.
Bicephalus.
It's Eve.
Bicephalus. Yay, Bicephalus!
Bicephalus the griffin, what wonders you hold!
So...
I want tattoos!
I want tattoos, yeah. I'm impressionable! They start making little tattoo guns for themselves and start tatting themselves up with little griffins.
They go with tribal.
Oh, yeah. No, they do. So, yeah. So the only problem now is when you get on the other side, you can see that there is a vast ocean. And they say, oh, well, yeah, the King City is across the ocean. And there is a bit of a town, though. And they say, so there's actually other broken toys here. Not all of them are broken. So it's like an actual town.
Cute little JRPG town.
Yeah. But they, you need to figure out a way to get across the ocean. Again. So, and you actually see adults, like humans, too, for the first time, going about their daily business. And it seems like there's been some commotion lately. In the distance, you can see the outline of a plane flying away. And you can see that there is a little airstrip by the town. And there is one plane left. So, at least in the distance, you're sort of on the edge of town or marching in the town as well. So, yeah, it's you four plus your legion of toys.
I have aquatic adaptation. What is the largest sea mammal I could turn into?
Well, I don't think that turns you into an animal. I think that just lets you breathe underwater.
I probably morphed into a crocodile one time.
Oh, that was disguise.
Disguise. Oh, okay.
No,
I thought it
turned. And you weren't really a crocodile.
On a sight.
Felt like it, though.
What does it take to recover from...
Wait, no, that's...
Well, let me look at it.
No, that's what's wrong with Cranberry. You
yearned to be a crocodile. You could have done both. Like, let's see, environmental...
We can help you with that.
Yeah. I think that might have adjusted.
The right spell will do it, or time will do it.
That's why I got to figure out how long.
I think it was a specific ocean wizard thing. Like, do that. You could definitely turn into a dolphin or small whale. You don't know if you could get your friends across. You certainly couldn't get the Legion of Toys with you.
It's a matter of getting the whole group across then.
Yeah. The plane. Well, there is a plane at the airstrip. You can go check that out.
All right.
It looks like a large plane from a distance, like a big cargo plane. Yeah. But there's, you know, there's an inn, there are stores, there's markets, there's people going about their daily business. Yeah, it is kind of quaint. In fact, you'll call Well, no, there's no music though. So yeah, everyone seems kind of like something's wrong, but they don't know what. Everyone seems oddly, well, not oddly, but depressed. And like, yeah, it doesn't take long to realize, yeah, there should be music. As you see like a woman burst out of a window and like,
we should take a short
rest. Like she was here. About to sing and then just like, oh.
We should take a short rest here and maybe reintroduce them to some things they need.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll just let everybody go around and ask what they want to do. Steve, what do you want to do?
Well, I'll tell you, Ross.
Yeah.
I want to be what I was before, but that's not an option right now.
No, yeah.
So I want to get this. I want to find this muse as quickly as possible.
Uh-huh.
It's in crossed. The meantime, don't you want to be where the people are?
Yes. So let's go do that.
Don't you want to see them dancing?
Sure.
Walking along down a, what's that word again? Street.
All right, David gets a bidding.
All right. Well, that'd be what I was about to say.
By the way, how old do I look, by the way?
Definitely pre-teen.
I'll say like 10.
Yeah.
I was like, so I look like a 10-year-old with a 1,000-yard stare right
sure.
now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Macaulay Culkin, but he didn't get the robbers.
Oh, no. He fucked up. Oh, no. Maybe he did get the robbers, but like...
Oh, yeah, he liked it too much.
Yeah, yeah.
No, frankly, like, I know the look that he has. It's the same look
that the lone boy had that guy in the head. He just
all the lone wolf and cop movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he can't get that high anymore.
Dear father, this is a horrific murder.
Dopamine hit from that.
His therapist said it's okay, and he's like, yeah, I know it's okay. Said, no, it's not okay. It's like, what do you, man, make up your mind. Yeah.
Then I'm just like, I guess I'm walking on my own now.
Yeah. You adapt.
You're not walking on your own. You're walking with me. We're singing.
Aww.
Like, oh, no, you're singing. I'm
embarrassed.
I'm staring ahead, not actually really looking at anything.
Okay.
Don't right. leave him alone. He has to have a chaperone at all times.
All right.
No fun.
So you're making your way downtown.
It's like, hey.
Walking fast.
Actually, it's like, hey. Can you sneak at all?
Yes.
You know what would really make me smile?
What's that?
Sneak up behind Cranberry and pants him.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Steve.
Why?
Because he's also got magic. But don't worry. Once you're back to normal... You'll terrify him.
But that's then. This is now.
You're a cook, right? You're a master chef? Yeah, don't you know that revenge is a dish that is best served cold?
I happen to disagree. It's a dish that should be served spicy with a certain level of sweetness and heat to go with it.
Tell me about it. What is the perfect recipe for revenge?
You definitely have to have a strong pepper. I would go maybe as far as Carolina Reaper. That only depends on the level of revenge. All of that, but you have to hide it. You have to put it in the dish so it doesn't look like. I mean, you've seen some dishes where if you put too much pepper in, it just looks like it's molten lava from redness.
All right, so this continues on as you confuse revenge with
but my viral eyes focus.
YouTube recipes.
But my eyes focus again.
Okay, yeah, there you go. You're brought out of your reverie. Meanwhile,
it wasn't reverie, Ross.
Okay,
yeah. Existential dread.
Does okay. anybody have repair?
There's a couple.
As it turns out, I do.
Okay. Joke answer of what I'm doing is this is not really what's happening. Yeah. I just have to say it. It's like, there's no music in town.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty.
And realistically, I'm going to approach Cranberry like, my circuits are off.
Okay.
Can you fix that?
I will. I'll roll these two cubes.
Thank you.
Be healed for you, and the number was 5 upon one of them.
Is that good enough?
Yeah.
In return, I will simply reassure you of something. We still have a little bit of time for you to make fun of the lizard guy.
Oh, don't worry. I'm drinking this up. I'm eating the whole thing. The dog is eating.
If you need any assistance...
The dog is hungry.
If you need any assistance... No. If you need a second person, a straight person to, like, sort of, like... play off of your like bouquet kind of fun, let me know.
Absolutely.
All right.
And then I'm offering assistance.
Yeah.
All right. I just announced my wife. sense something's happening, but I don't know what.
All right.
Like, why is this the darkest realm we've ever gone into?
I don't know, but I do know that the lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go
downtown. Like, I aggressively and angrily sing along with that.
All right, give me perform checks.
This reminds me of the fact that I literally just want to see, like, one movie with, like, a massive, like, aerial, what's it called?
Massive areola? Yes, I'd like to see one as well.
But like a bunch of, like, people, like...
Yeah, she was aerial, a Bond girl, right? Yeah.
A massive aerial deployment of, like, troops set to Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody is. Like, it was, like, jumping off with guns and shit.
Yeah, so I got a 9.
Okay.
I got a 13.
So, yeah, your impromptu singing actually kind of wakes up or sort of, like, snaps them out of their funk, some of the townspeople around you. And they're like, thank you so much. That was so nice. It reminds us of the before times.
It's like, does it? I wouldn't know.
Like, Toby and his friends were learning lessons about life.
Oh, Christ, who's Toby?
Oh, he's a kid. His parents just went through a divorce, and he's trying to find his place in the world. And he has a gang of friends who are unlikely outsiders, but they're the underdogs, really, if you think about it. And they were trying to fix up that broken old plane at the airstrip, but I guess they'll never do it now because everyone's too depressed to act anymore.
You know what this sounds like they need? A musical montage, Steve. We could provide a musical montage. They could fix everything with a montage. Even Rocky had a montage, Steve.
Does the hurting stop?
I don't know.
They're like, fine, let's go down there and just inspire the fuck out of them.
All right. So you're heading down to the airstrip.
I'll even try to not sing angry.
All right, so Chris.
Make sure he's wearing those dress shoes. We spent a lot of money on those.
Well, each of you will get to describe one of these young kid, you know, preteens of this gang of underdogs.
Looks
Yeah.
You completely remind me. Now I have to wear shoes because my feet get injured easily.
Mm-hmm, you do.
They're wearing Uggs for no reason.
Well, no. Okay, so we'll do one kid. So Toby. What does Toby look like? He definitely looks like the main protagonist of a kid's adventure movie from the 90s. Like, what archetype of kid is Toby?
He's a fucking Fred Savage. There we go. Is there anyone more average than Fred fucking Savage from the 80s?
Yeah.
Fred, good listening. Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, Fred Savage, another RPPR listener, like so many other celebrities.
Big fan.
Hi, it's Toby. Isn't it a wonder? This is what you might call my wonder year, but yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He did it.
Hi, I'm Toby. I look like Fred Savage.
You might recognize me from a certain movie.
Yeah. Sean, what's one of Toby's friends? Who's one of Toby's friends?
I'm going to, like, be so cursed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cite Bridget Terabithia. Anyhow, it's like... special different.
Well, just describe what this person looks like.
She's like not like other girls.
One of those.
Yeah, okay. She's got a special scarf. It's like,
she like a tomboy colors. Or is she artistic?
Both okay. At the same time.
Okay, yeah.
And a little bit alt, but not quite fully.
Very manic pixie girl, but kids.
Not all the way. Like, yeah. And like permissible within limits. You know, okay. And like not like full.
She's a free spirit.
Yes, all and right. You can't hold her back, but unfortunately she's doomed.
Yeah, oh no. I have a deadly allergy to bees. I hope there's no bees around here.
Right. No, yeah. She has a deadly allergy to falling long distances. Oh. that was in the movie.
Are you having fun, are you, Ross?
Yeah, no, it's what I asked for. So, David.
I told you I was going to do it.
Yeah. So we have Fred Savage. We have Manic Pixie Girl.
So his name is Frank.
Frank Lisa, okay.
He is wearing 87 different colors, every one of them brighter than the last.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
He is kind of an icon. And then he's got that keeper full of trappers.
I see what you did there. He's the wacky one. And, yeah, Tom, who's the last friend? It's probably the big guy, right? I mean, they got a big guy. Big kid. Yes,
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it a jock or is he?
Does he have an ironic nickname? Is he called Tommy?
Yeah. Well, tell us about the big kid.
Basically, he's big, but not quite in the jock way.
Okay.
He's like the chunk of the group.
Okay.
Named after Beast of Burden.
Do they call him Chonk?
Ox, buffalo, bison,
moose.
Moose.
Moose is pretty good.
Moose is pretty good. Classic.
Yeah. He's moose. But no one dares make fun of him for his weight and size because he also looks like he could.
He's tough. He grew up on the wrong side of the tracks.
The wrong side of the Golden Corral.
His dad is working class. Blue collar.
He knows how to make moose tricks.
I'm sorry.
Probably played by Josh. His dad's probably placed by Josh Brolin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Ross. He came from the bad side of the Golden Corral.
Oh, my God.
the part with the extra gravy.
Yeah. His dad carves up all the meat there. Yeah.
And my dad works at Golden Corral. Oh, my God. You imagine having to say that? Eat it.
Oh. Hey, you guys have been game last night?
So I guess, this is our group, right?
Yeah, we're doing a spinoff game. Of Kids on Bikes. We'll just put it, it's a fractal game. Like, we'll just keep going in games. They'll start playing D&D.
And then
those D&D characters are going to find
a
portal
inside a game,
to
inside a game.
Eclipse Phase. And
we're going to make characters and we're going to play those characters.
Yeah.
So this is the game within the game.
Yeah, we can go deeper.
Is it horrible that
someone interesting?
Is it horrible I would unironically play this campaign?
Oh, sure.
I mean,
I tend to do that in every campaign sooner or later. It's like, let's run it in a different system. Which is
like
by no
keep
love.
Changing every
not session. Every session though. I should do that though. Anyway, you find these kids. They're trying. They have this cargo plane. They have all the tools set up. They have like a huge thing of pieces of parts for this ship, this plane to be fixed. But they're not motivated.
Do you guys know what we need to do to motivate them?
Just montage.
All right.
I guess I'll sing.
Everyone give me a perform check.
Is there anything that we can't do through the power of song?
That's kind of the whole theme of this campaign, is the answer is no. You can do everything with music.
So if you get 2 sixes in a row on the D6.
Keep going.
Yeah. If it's the same, you say.
6, 6, 2, 8. Okay, give me a second. And plus my performance is +1, so 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Cranberry, what?
No, this is the 13. Sorry.
Okay, what'd you get?
I got a 5.
And what are you playing?
Well, if he's singing, I was the vocalist, but if Sean's character is singing.
Sorry.
No, I just go there and do my, you know, my bass backup, so to speak. Just
bass guitar?
No, I will try to harmonize with Sean's character.
Oh, yeah.
I'm singing in a language they do not know.
John, it has to be in English.
No, it does not. I can be in Japanese.
No, it cannot. This is a kid's movie. They won't understand.
Fuck the kids.
No.
Sorry.
Wrong kind.
No! Not literally.
Toy police officer comes
out. Your character has been removed from the game.
It's the Michael Jordan fuck of kids. Like that. That's it.
People know I'm joking.
Disregard those children.
Yeah.
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
Yeah.
Do you like movies?
So you're singing Yolanda. It's a very 90s inspirational.
Yeah.
Okay. Synth pop or is this like rock?
I was going to go with like over the top R&B then. If I can't pick my own music, I'm
right,
going to go with like that. Full on Beyonce shit.
Like Disney's Hercules kind of thing.
Yeah.
Could there be some sentient bongos?
Sure.
I'm playing those.
All right, yeah.
Sentient bongos?
He wants to hurt somebody. I understand. He's very stressed.
Yeah.
Oh, I know how it feels.
It's okay, Steve. You can hit me as hard as you can with your tiny little arms.
Like, oh, and I was like, God. Ah!
You made it weird.
I need infection palms. Oh, raw and soft and slapping camel skin. Oh, it hurts, doesn't it, wusses?
Like, three of the, like five fingers and...
There were,
are these human claws? I ask you.
It's the sun.
The bar is like, it's okay. You don't have enough muscle to hurt me.
I just shrieking in rage, which makes I rolled a 10 to play them.
Yeah, it's very good. 44. What do you play to get?
I play a steel guitar.
Oh right, yeah. I gotta have that rock backing. Yeah.
And I rolled 6 + 6 + 5, which is 17.
Yeah, no.
We're just...
It's an absolute banger. And it's literally, you all just walk up and start playing, and the kids are like, what? And they start rocking out.
And some of the lyrics says, fix that shit.
Yeah, fix that shit. Fix that shit, yeah.
We don't say that word.
Yeah.
We say fix that shiz.
Yeah.
Apparently Disney's okay with that.
Yeah.
So fix that whip.
Shiznit. There we go. Yeah. Fix that shiznit. Yeah. Like the holes in your personal life. Yeah. Your parents divorced, but you have to get over it.
Wow.
Builds character.
He builds character. So, yeah, you inspire them to finish the plane. And it's a big cargo plane. So you can take it across the ocean. And the kids are like, thanks, strangers, for showing us how to get motivated so we can get through this best summer of our lives.
Great. And then as we get on the plane, like, if this is the best time of their lives are gonna be hell.
It's like mine.
Mm-hmm.
I know hell. I've seen hell.
You're in it, aren't you?
Like, I am right smack dab in the fucking middle.
Boiling, like, just boiling in the middle of a big pot of it's okay. Badness.
You'll come back. They won't. They'll forever be living in this moment.
That makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not real. I don't think they're real.
Are they?
Who's to say? It's magic. I don't know anything about magic.
I mean, I'm not sure any of you are real.
I am.
You could just be simulations. What if I'm still in the Purif's time?
Well, Triss, the Barbie heads, like, it's possible they were actually normal people pulled into the realm and essentially brainwashed to destroy any of their previous identities. And
actually, they're doing fine. Oh, they don't realize they were once adults. Okay, they're fine.
Yeah. I'll just go. That's very astute of you, actually. We should bring you back home with us, if we can.
Yolanda found a girlfriend.
I like makeup.
You know, every girl just wants a little head.
Yeah.
sorry. That was...
So, who's piloting the plane, by the way?
Dave, pilot a skill? Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right, which one of you thought the flying things?
I can technically do it, but I'm not good.
Mm-hmm.
I can also technically do it, but I'm not good.
Time to knock goose across the ocean, then, gentlemen. Good luck.
I can D6 it.
All right. D6 it.
Do you have better?
No.
I'm a jack of all trades.
I mean, can I spend a Benny to boost his roll?
I can spend a Benny.
Yeah.
I've got four Bennies.
Well, okay. if you need to re-roll.
And I get a bonus if I re-roll.
Yeah, that's true. So
rolling?
Well, you get to roll 2d6, remember, because you always get your wild die. Yeah.
One's a bit of re-roll, spending a Benny.
Yep. Because that would be a critical failure, actually. They're both ones.
That's six. A five.
That's actually a seven, technically.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Five on the die is a seven, so that's great.
Yeah. So.
somehow the robot just gets someone else. All right. Strap in. In the pipe. 5x5.
So.
It's a bit of a water landing. Our exits are here, 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 and probably everywhere else. Because the roof
it takes hours to get across the ocean in the plane. Does anybody see anything unusual in the ocean as you're flying over it? Let's see. Perhaps there's thousands of inflated pools of toys marooned. Yeah,
an entire sea of pool noodles.
Oh yeah,
exactly. Like the Sargasso.
Yeah.
But pool noodles.
Yeah, there's big Lego ships stuck in it. The Lego people are just waving for help. Oh, you're fucked.
Well, yeah. You're made of plastic.
Yeah. Big toy kaiju.
Big toy kaiju, yeah.
So, you know how there are those pool floats? Mm-hmm. Have you seen the one that is like the giant, like 37-person pool float?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, like one of those, but entirely full of... clearly not supposed to be in water toys. Like, there's a bunch of, like, Barbies on top of it that are just afraid to fall into the water.
Damn.
Yeah. Surrounded by mechanical sharks.
Okay, yeah, no.
That got dark.
Yeah. Well, you know, the king's kind of made the kingdom all bad, so, yeah. But you land at the capital. This is the capital of the realm of children's music. All kinds of wonderment are here. They would be here, they would be wondrous if it wasn't terrifying. It's obviously the city is in chaos. There are riots in the streets as toys are fighting toys. Toys are fighting humans. And
after we debark, I just go, it sounds like the Smiths are playing.
The castle's in the center of it, but it is completely surrounded by what appears to be statues. But as you give it a little flyover, you can see that they are people frozen. Like, frozen, absolutely. Not, like, through ice, but through magic. They're, like freezing them in frame. Like, you pause them. And they're all, giving up grand gestures. And all of you have enough musical knowledge to realize they were in the middle of giving a big musical performance number. Like, the big, You know, like as they end the song, everybody ends on a high note with their arms raised up and like that. And then they're just frozen there. And so the castle is entirely surrounded by these figures, forming a barrier to prevent anyone from getting in. And
it's like a Tom Waits song come to life.
Yeah, exactly. And the old toys frozen in time.
And the one-legged man.
Yeah. So where do you want to land the plane? You can land it at the outskirts of the capital, or you could try and that barrier does look too. You can't directly get in the castle.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, yeah. If we're going off of like my minimal jack of all trades thing, we should not go for anything advanced.
Oh, yeah, you could just land on the outskirts without making it all.
No, ditch the plane to the castle. We got parachutes.
Do we?
That's actually a good question.
Benny says we got parachutes.
Yeah, you do.
All right. I want you to aim that thing at what you perceive to be the most delicate part, and we're going to jump out, and they're going to be surprised as hell.
This is a terrible idea, but I guess we'll do it.
All right.
We got to have fun somehow. Let's do it.
Fine.
All right. Does someone else want to spin to Benny to make sure that all the little toys with you have blankets that they can use as parachutes?
I've got another
Benny. All right. Spin that Benny.
All the toys are safe.
Yeah, they're bailing out. They're all holding each a corner of a blanket. So there's like
now four. Remember, when you jump, all of you have to yell Geronimo. It's
Geronimo.
Tradition.
That seems not cool for reasons we don't understand.
Shout, I'm gonna die.
Okay, yeah.
Just shout problematic when you jump out, for Christ's sake.
Problematic!
Cover all your bases.
I'm just at the back of the plane hopping toys out. Just,
yeah.
Problem!
Yeah, you're just kicking.
I'm not beholden to human law.
It's like an entire parachute like squadron or like entire platoon or company just filing out this massive cargo plane. Yeah. Is everybody? Yeah, you have to. Yeah, is anyone doing tandem parachuting? Or
he's strapped to my belly. And he squirt me.
Oh my god.
Yeah, here's a mess, young man. This is this bubble gum. And sugar.
Here's your chance.
Punch him in the neck.
Yeah, give me athletics for parachuting down, the three of you. Yeah. Oh,
this is gonna go bad.
Five.
All right.
Seven.
Nine.
Please tell me that worked.
Did you fail?
I said seven.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was just looking for four to not like. Okay. Fail, like
suddenly forget.
I would have volunteered to hit and like roll.
So there was a park near the castle that looked like the open ground. That's what all of you are aiming for. So what'd you get?
I got a five.
And what'd you get?
A seven.
Nine.
All right, so nine, you land square center in the park, you're fine. Seven, you're at the edge of the park, but you're still inside of that. You're like a block away, so you land in the middle of a large courtyard in between some buildings. So you two see that Cranberry and Steve have gone off course a bit.
Okay.
So you're in this courtyard and it's filled with people and toys that are all standing in rows, you know, just all in formation, all looking up ahead. And you can see, you know, your buildings all around this courtyard, and there are people in balconies, and you can see they're like adult sized toy soldiers with rifles pointing down. But in front of everyone staring intently at one person who is holding up a little plastic thing. Now, you have academics, right?
Yes.
So you recognize it. That's a pre-Rifts toy. It's actually worth something on the black market because it's unusual enough. It's quirky. It's called the Bop It. And he hits a button on it and says, "Shake it." And everyone starts shaking. So do you start? What do you do?
I excuse ourselves for this deeply disturbing ritual.
All right. The guard said, they aim and point the rifles at you.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So go ahead and give me a, let's see here. They need at least a four to hit you. They miss, but a bullet whizzes by your head. And the person whispers, "You just stop in line or they'll keep shooting." No, you. And then someone else whispers, "No, let him fall. That's just one more competition. Only one can live." It's Bop It Royale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking God. Here.
So
I'm going to shrink myself down. See if they can hit an insect.
All right, it's negative two because you have Steve with you.
Damn. See, children do nothing but make things worse.
Look, you sound like my grandmother.
Wow.
That's going to be four.
Which is a 2.
Yeah.
So you fail. So...
Benny that one.
Okay, yeah.
6. But that's going to be 11.
Minus 2 is a 9, which works.
All right.
So you cast it enough for you and... Oh, by the way, your ocean journey was enough to fully replenish your PVE. So, but now minus your growth spell. So with an additional 2. So I think it's 5.
Because, all right.
So the two of you shrink down. As they say, you know, kick it. And they all make a kicking motion. But one person's a little slow and they get shot. And
they should have tried shrinking.
They should have tried shrinking.
Yeah.
And the guards, you could tell there's a guard frantically looking for you. But they are unable to get a bead on you yet. But you're in this courtyard. So that takes you a little bit to do. You two. Of course, Steve, you're on the ground now. You could get out of your little carriage and
move around.
Yeah. If you want to.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This is wrong.
Okay, so you wiggle out.
Also, you strangely do smell like cranberries.
Wizard shit.
Say my name, cranberry butt, you know it.
Like, I know, but why do you smell like them?
My mother's enjoyed cranberry quite a lot. You know, it's aromatic.
It's like, oh God, so it's in your, as I'm taking the shoot off. So it's like in your DNA.
Oh, for God's sake, it's like penicillin. It's good for you. Shut up. You love these tannins.
I was like, it's like,
go and take a baby.
It helps with the UTIs.
Just like a child to be ungrateful for that which he needs.
Damn, got your ass. So.
Oh, I get it. Everyone's against me now.
So. Range for this?
Well, this is all happening very quickly. Okay. So,
it happens as slow as we want it to be funny.
So. Yeah, yeah. So they two land, they get shot at. They this all takes like a minute. So. Overall, you're looking for a way out, I presume.
Kramer. Yeah.
And are you also looking for a way out?
Yes.
Okay, so you two are looking for a way out, shrunken in the courtyard. So you two see them go down behind a building. It looks like they just landed behind a building. So I assume you two are going to get
there. Yeah, we're
going to
advance towards them.
Okay.
I'm going to.
So you get to the other side of this building, and there's a person stationed at the door. And they're like, are you here for the Bobbitt Royale?
I have no idea what that is. Can we still be friends?
Oh, yes. Well, it is. There's a grand prize beyond imagining. A truly great prize, but...
I don't have much of an imagination.
Well, it could be whatever you want it to be. It could be wealth, it could be freedom, or it could be music.
Oh, I have all those things.
Okay, well, you don't have to. We have many contestants already.
Toby, that's not the best fucking response ever.
All right, that's the game, fellas. Bye.
Bye.
I just look at him and go,
shot character found out you can just go home.
I'm just going to like look at him and go, my friends are over there. I'm going to go find them.
Well, I mean, you have friends. Only one can win the Bobbitt Royale. The one of, at best, one of them will.
So you don't want to be friends?
I mean, I'm just the doorman here.
Why can't explain. We be friends?
Can we be friends?
Why can't we be friends?
I'm literally going to press this guy to be friends with me.
Okay, well, we can be friends, but I can't give you any advantage. Or
oh, that's fine.
Okay.
No, I would never ask a friend to do
but that. But I'm here to tell people if they want to go and where to go to get in the Bobbitt Royale. I don't...
Oh, is it? It's past you?
Yes.
So I just walk past you?
Yes, but you'll be in the Bobbitt Royale.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means you have to follow the commands of Bobbitt.
I'm going to sneak and past while he's discombobulating the guy.
Well, how? I mean, he's in front of the door. Like,
I'm going to make my sneak roll. If you need a mechanical way, I'm going to pick up a potted plant. I'm going to hold it in front
you
of
you. You can't,
me.
Like, do, 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 do. You can go if you climb, if you go right, yeah, if you climb
a
wall.
Box.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not being sneaky, sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, he's just standing in front of the door. Like, you can't, like.
Well, not with that attitude. Yeah.
You can give me another check to find another way in.
Why are we trying to bypass this guy?
I'm just talking.
Well, we're trying to bypass the guy to get to you guys so that we can get you out.
Yeah.
And the guy won't let us go past unless we do a thing.
That blew up.
Well, unless you go in the game.
3 times. Okay, it stopped there.
6 + 6 + 6 + 4. I'm a ninja. I'm a ninja.
Well, no, you found a way to sneak
life in. Finds a way.
There is a gutter on the side of the building you can climb up, which... With that roll, you don't have to make a roll to climb up.
So. I'm just that distracting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is your idea that if you get past this guy without agreeing to his rules, the Bobbitt Royale will not affect you?
More or less.
Okay.
Like, if I get far enough in, I can get you guys out without having to worry about...
I mean, it doesn't actually work, but, you know.
Yeah. So, 44, you climb on top of the roof. You look down, you can see the courtyard. You see a lot of people, one gets shot just as you get there, as they fail to follow the Bobbit rules on time. And you're distracting the doorman.
Yeah.
And you two, you both can give me notice checks, Cranberry and Steve.
Steve, roll a notice check.
No! I don't want to see anything
Steven? Anymore. Steven?
You get something if you fail. So, yeah.
Four.
Three.
Okay. Well, the one thing you get with a fail check is that, you know, if you just fucking kill that guy with the Bobbit, that's going to throw everything off course. It's going to be chaotic. So with a four, you realize there are blind spots under these balconies where the guards with the rifles are stationed, right? They can't really shoot that well.
Straight down.
Yes. Well, straight down. I mean, there's ones on every side of the building, but like the ones that are they're not well positioned to see directly under. That's why there's no contestants on there directly underneath the balconies. So you think because you're shrunken, you see that there is a crack in one of them and you can go through there.
Like,
you don't know where it leads.
Like, we can go through the crack here.
All right, we'll do it.
Okay. So, yeah, you don't see this, by the way, because you're, you know,
on the roof.
On the roof. Falling you just see a bunch of people following the commands of Bobbit, and some of them are getting murdered for it. So, what do you want to do? You do see the parachute, but it is, there's no one attached to it. They you don't see any bodies, at least the bodies of your friends. You do
just
see other
just strangers.
Yeah.
Well, pull out the radio. I'm on the rooftop. Where are you guys? Over.
We're in a crack.
Scurrying about like the mice we are. Deathly afraid for our lives.
Can you be more specific about the location of said crack?
Over. Nope.
At least they said they weren't on crack.
Surely I can poke my little head out and like be like, okay, I'm looking at like a cross on a roof, you know, across the way. We can triangulate, can't we?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you are. So you figure out which it's like the crack on the wall opposite of your current position. So if you look. So, but yeah, you don't know. You're just inside the crack. You don't see how far it goes out.
I relayed to number 44 my intuition. If you can stymie the gentleman with the Bobbit toy, that's good. That's going to F this mother.
I can probably do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that guy with the Bobbit just a normal guy?
It looks like it.
I can javelin him from here.
You sure?
I've got a better solution, but never mind. I'm not there.
Do so.
Yeah, roll athletics to hit him.
Hey, this is the time to try new things.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a better idea?
Well, we can't talk right now because you just walked past me.
You're a robot. You've got the radio inside your
head. Yeah, you all do
it. Okay, so I could talk to him.
Why don't you?
Well, I have to get past the doorman.
I can lower a rope down.
I can just walk past him.
Okay. I think it's Simon Says rules. I mean, like, I don't know.
I walk past the door.
I never played these games as a kid.
Are you going to follow the rules of the Bobbit?
Follow the rules of the Bobbit as I walk up.
Okay.
I'm going to get to the front of the line and look up at the guy who's holding the Bobbit.
Uh-huh. All right, give me an athletics check to see how well you can follow the rules of the Bobbit.
All right.
In just in case.
It's going to suck.
See somebody shoot at Yolanda, javelin time. Oh, we'll javelin the guy's backup.
Three.
All right.
Oh, wait, no, I can...
Yeah. Did you roll both dice? Okay, well, yeah. All right, yeah, six is enough.
I look up at the guy and go, who gave you the right to hold the Bobbit? I'm going to intimidate him.
Okay.
Which I got a D12 on that.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I'm totally going to browbeat this fucker.
Okay.
Eight.
All right. Let's see here. He is actually not intimidated. He is just says, she did not follow the rules.
I'm following your rules as we speak.
They don't say to stop.
Yeah, the Bobbit doesn't say talk to the Bobbit holder. Yeah. That's not an option.
Yeah.
Bobbit never said kill anyone.
But I do.
You're not Bobbit.
I work for a darker power.
I am a darker power.
Well...
I'm just like, this shit got dark.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoulder my NGP7.
All right, we'll just go to combat.
Let's do it, because, like, yeah. Fuck it.
See, I was wise to shrink down and hide like a bitch.
And you are a bitch.
Yes, obviously. But we're good friends still.
I'm going to shoot the fucker.
Sure.
Like, just shoot him in the goddamn face with a particle beam rifle. Because he questioned me.
Well, first off, 44 already had a ready to action. So. Okay,
so that's an 18 on my javelin.
Okay, you get an extra D6 on your damage.
Woohoo! So that is going to be my strength rating plus 2d6.
Mm-hmm.
And currently my strength is d8. So
aim for the head and separate the hemispheres.
God, I was trying to be diplomatic.
No, but I mean, they're doing they're doing, you know, a whole Squid Game kind of thing.
No, Battle Royale. We're trying. We're trying.
They're doing a murder game. You can't. They're not reasonable.
Okay. Well, it's Rift, so like everything goes violent.
Yeah.
Just see how amiable he is with a split mind.
Great.
So 2 8s and a 4 on that die. So that is going to be 20.
No. Okay.
That one's 3. So we're looking at 23, 24, 25.
Who are you targeting?
Mr. Boppet Man.
Okay, yeah.
With a javelin.
Yeah. You said 25?
25, yes.
25. Okay, yeah. Let's see.
And I do have armor piercing on those.
Okay.
Jesus.
Well, let's see.
He's not here explodes. Right now.
All right, so it does not kill him outright, but it does heavily wound him. He has 2 wounds. As he is staggered, the javelin impales him, revealing that his dark demonic form. These are some of the demon toys. They were here being murderous assholes because they couldn't get to the king. So they're just harvesting the souls of these poor fools who are desperate for something because the kingdom has gone to shit, you know.
They're harvesting the souls to do what with them?
Like, you don't know.
I have an idea.
I mean, they're demons, probably to eat them or enslave them.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, look, Frank. Why do we steal souls? It's all we've been doing, and I don't know what benefit we get from them.
We should just merely ask for the soul.
Except maybe our gracious leader is about
So he's stunned for this round. There are 3 riflemen. The remaining 3 characters, you 3, each make an agility check. If you get a 4, you get to go before the riflemen. But if not, they get to go.
Oh, does my quick come into this?
Yes, you get a plus 2. You get to a plus 2 to your roll.
Okay.
So Cranberry and Steve, you can roll as well. You're in the little crack in the wall. You're peeking out. Yeah, agility. Because I'm not doing the standard Savage Worlds in the new system. Because I don't want to deal with cards.
Fine.
Okay.
1.
All right, so you're going last. But you're going next. Then Cranberry, then the Rifleman, and then Steve. So there's 3 Riflemen. The Boppet guy is alive, but he is wounded and stunned. So he's got 2 wounds. He has 1 left. Yeah.
My move is to finish off the Boppet guy.
Okay.
Because he defied me.
Sure. All right.
You don't fuck with me.
Yeah, you need a... Since you're below him, he has partial cover, so you need a 5 to hit him.
I believe in you.
In shooting. Yeah.
I wish I could believe in myself.
Okay.
That's a 6. So that explodes. Plus a 5. 11.
All right, you get a raise. Because you got a 4 above him. You got at least a 9, so...
And 7, I... Remember last time I rolled damage on this, it was like, what the hell?
Well, happened? Do you have it written down how much damage you roll?
No. Okay. I'm sorry.
You
I'm a jerk.
How dare you make me use these books that I have?
I'll write it down.
These books that you have conveniently directly in front of you, beside your left hand.
I just know that I picked that weapon.
Easy reach.
Because in old school Rifts, it was one of the highest damage weapons. 1d4 times 10 mega damage.
I know.
It was like... The absolute.
I was there when the old law was written.
It was like the absolute, like, B-boy, like.
Be nice if we had some grenades.
You realize you could just make up the number and I believe you?
Yeah, pretty much about that level. Yeah.
48.
4d8.
48 damage is a lot.
4d8. And you get to add a d6 to that because you got a raise.
7 plus 4. 11 plus 6. That would be a 17 plus 6.
Oh, it's actually plus 2d4 damage on arrays because they're particle beam weapons. Ooh.
2d4?
Yeah, instead of 1d6.
Okay, so...
So 48 plus 2d4.
So I know that 6. I need a d4.
I got it.
All right. I just need to roll these 2d4s and add it to 17. 7 plus 17 would be 30. 24. No, 24. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you vaporize the shit out of them.
Lady, I am the new master of Boppet. None shall defy me.
All right, give me an intimidation check.
Okay, fine. Yeah, no.
We're Lady 3PO over here is kicking ass.
Didn't this happen last time I was in here? I fire an NGP7 and just become the most intimidating creature on the planet.
It turns out we have it.
6. I don't know if that's enough.
But we'll find out.
Can I force a reroll?
Oh, they're in it to win it. They rolled a 10 on their willpower.
So,
or a spear check.
Again, can I force a reroll, like, by spending
it? You don't really have any edges that would do that. You could spend it to reroll your roll.
Like I said, I want to reroll
mine. Okay, yeah.
All right, in that case, do it.
But you need to get a 10.
I want a 10.
You get plus 2 because you have your...
Oh, then that actually is 10.
Though. Okay. All right, yeah.
I am the puppet master now. You will obey me.
All right, the other three are demons as well, but they are, you know, cowardly demons. They
twist it, bop it, smack it harder.
Amazing. So you have some demons that are they're terrified of you.
Do you want me to throw it? Because if you want me to throw it, I will throw it.
Okay,
only if it's harder.
Well, you stopped the Boppet Royale and rescued the humans as you revealed them to be evil demons.
I am now all out of bennies, by the way, folks.
Okay, yeah.
So decisions were made.
What do you want to do next? Your two comrades, you can come out of the crack and the riflemen are...
Hi, we were at a crack.
Bring me the Boppet!
You're right in front
don't
of
you
it. It's like literally right
well, in front of you. Well, I've got
the they're on balconies above. Yeah, you can climb up to the balcony. Or you can just go in the building,
go up
the
stairs. And, grab the Boppet.
Yeah, you have the Boppet now. It radiates power.
We shall see the king.
Okay. Yeah. So
never give a robot power, folks. Just don't do it.
So here's the thing. As you
that's like Chef BG on crack.
Get closer to the castle, you can see that all these there are literally thousands and thousands of these extras. I mean these people, kingdom residents have been frozen as the end of a massive musical number that involved everyone in the capital city. They're frozen, they're indestructible, they do not move, but you can tell that they're still conscious and they're suffering because they can perceive things, but they're not they're unable to do anything. They're just trapped in their own bodies. It's terrible. But
I look at the rest of the group and say, maybe we shouldn't sing.
At one end of the castle, you can see that there's a horde of demonic toys moving these people because while they're indestructible, they're not immovable. And in the middle of the king the castle, there is the king and his loyal retainers that are moving the other. So basically think of these as like massive human Tetris pieces that they're moving in and out of place. The king keeps maneuvering them to make himself protected, and the demon toys are trying to unravel it in order to get to the king. Now, you, of course, have a legion of broken toys with you. You also now have all the people you rescued from Boppet Royale.
I am the Boppet Master.
And you're fighting basically these indestructible terrain pieces, right? These hordes of people, you know, kneeling, smiling, raising their arms like this.
So it's like Invincible Glee.
Yeah, it's like Invincible Glee, yeah.
One person moonwalking.
It's like time-frozen Glee, essentially. So you need to maneuver them so you can get to the king and lock out the demons. Now, you have more helpers with you, but you all need to take your role, you know, sort of coordinating all of this. So I forgot if there's a leadership skill, or I know there's a battle
persuasion,
skill.
Persuasion, performance.
Well, you have battle, right?
Is this I good? Do. No, I don't.
Oh, I thought I gave you that.
Yeah, no, I have a D4 in it now.
Yeah.
I have a D6.
Okay, yeah, so battle would work to coordinate the overall battle plan. Other people could use athletics. Everyone can make something, just narrate how you are helping basically imprison the demon toys inside their, you know, frozen Glee characters, prisons, and get to the king so you can force him to end this
terrible. They use intimidation on our toys to get them to do the job right.
I'm going to persuade through music.
Okay, yeah.
You know what, guys? I like to move it.
There we go.
If the battle is effective, I'm going to
use battles that. Work, yeah. What about you, Steve?
That's another 6.
Give a rousing speech to the toys.
I'll give you a +4 to that. That's a 3rd 6. Roll persuade, yeah.
That's a 4th 6. It's a 5th 6. And a 1.
Okay.
What? So that would be 31 on the die.
Does my being a... I'm now attractive doesn't affect
them. Yeah. Yeah. 14.
Being hot does not
actually... The toys are sick of my shit, I got it too.
Yeah, they are. You're the comic relief for this.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, we're cranberry. All the toys are just...
Arrange them in a line in this fashion. Here's all these complex strategies.
Hey guys, what's up?
They're just tying their shoelaces together and shit like that. They're tired of you being mean to Steve. Yeah, so.
So, yeah, no, that's what that works, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's an amazing, there's an incredible montage as you're moving.
I'm walking along the balcony above them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, It's like, and to this, we are going to play Tetris for real to win the day.
Yeah. Oh,
feet. Physically feet. Physically feet. Physically feet.
Yeah.
I like to move it, I like to move
it. So you defeat the demonic toys. You get to Gary first, the king of children's music. And Gary is a middle-aged man who hates children stuff and likes stamp collecting. And he doesn't know why the muse chose him. But he thought that it would give him cool powers and that would impress people. And
do you want to be relieved of this duty?
Yes.
Would you like to come with us?
I guess.
You could live with us. It's going to be a more mundane world than this, and it's
who are you with?
Toys.
We're at the Tomorrow Legion.
Oh.
I haven't
issued any stamps. The Coalition has stamps. The Federation of Magic has stamps.
What if you wanted to start stamps?
You know, we need somebody to help us design the new stamps so that we can release them. Oh. If only we had somebody who was an expert in what stamps should look like.
With an imagination.
You have a lot of watercolor painters who do ducks. I want ducks. I want stamps of ducks.
We can definitely make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You want ducks? We'll give you.
I want watercolor paintings of ducks.
Have all the ducks in the world.
All right.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll even put them in a nice little row.
I want a contest to fairly determine who should be the best duck painter.
Tom, why don't I picture your like statement like having like a massive explosion of like faux watercolor behind you?
Yeah.
All the ducks in the world.
All right. Gary will accept this. Yeah. He has very stringent standards for he wants watercolor paintings of birds.
Abandon this place. Let's just go back to our place.
We'll transfer the muse to an actual kid who'll appreciate this.
That'll be great.
But yeah. Actually, you go back to the toys, like, you all did wonderful.
Yay!
We did this.
We did this.
You did this.
Yay!
We're all very proud of you.
In this case, the hero is all of you.
Yay! And they like there's this incredible like
you know what this
sparkles
needs?
Of magic
a musical number
it does yeah and music has come back to the kingdom. All the toys are magically repaired. There's fairy dust everywhere. They're all becoming whole and clean and good. And
I look over at Steve and go, I'm starting to understand how you feel.
Like, know my pain.
Oh, and so like some birds start flying in and they start like weaving this ribbon around you. And there's fairy dust and sparkles everywhere.
I just went, let it happen.
And it's exactly like a Sailor Moon transformation scene. Like
lots of spinning.
There's lots of spinning. Lots of bright colors.
Suggested nudity.
No. You really arch your back and like.
At this point, I know what I have to do.
I'm holding up like a cell phone that I didn't have before. You know,
recording this shit. Yeah, and you're back to Steve, the Grackle Tooth.
Like, thank fuck.
Appreciate being an adult now. I wager.
Like, I completely forgot that adult reptiles have like hidden junk.
Yeah.
I can explain everything to you.
It's fine. I understand.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Cranberry. As the officer in charge, it's my mission to get my team back in one piece and alive. Once we get back, you're going to pay.
Do you need more hot chocolate? You seem grumpy.
Like, I'll make my own when I get back. Thank you very much.
You know what would probably make you feel better?
If you say musical number, I'm going to shriek.
Oh, there's a musical number going on as you're just talking through the musical number. Yeah. This is the brief interlude in the musical number where people talk normally. Then it's back to the singing. Like, they're incorporating all the. This is like a 20-minute fucking thing. This is a showstopper. Like, they're bringing back every song you referenced previously. The ghost children are back. They're breakdancing. Like, this is like fucking some Shrek-ass shit. Like,
but not horrible CG.
Oh, no. It's classy. As fuck CG. Like, this is some good top tier DreamWorks shit.
Because now we're all stars.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
get paid.
Yeah, you can get to see what happens to each of the broken toys, the Jack of the Box. That blood stain is now fixed and gone from when you did
it. No, it's a paint stain because he's an artist.
He's an artist. There we go.
5 years later, he's a published author.
thanks. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. DOT bot now is married with his wife. He's no longer divorced.
Oh, wait. What do we call him again? The Guy Fury?
Guy Firelord.
Yeah, Guy Firelord is.
Oh yeah, he's active. Eating. Yeah, he's eating you know, he's cooking. He's cooking for all those survivors of the Boppin' Royale. Like, they're buried.
Well, you know. Who needs to Boppin' when you can rock these flavors?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just great. So...
Eat it.
Taste it. Sip it. Love it.
He's a very proud man.
This meatloaf is rocking.
So,
loaf.
Yeah, and you all kind of, it just kind of all fades out, which is terrifying for you. And then suddenly there's blackness for a moment, and then you're just back at the Tomorrow Legion, at the Castle Refuge.
The hangover is worn off.
Yeah.
If I could experience anything like that, I would feel empty.
So, yeah, you did it. You saved children's music from the evils of demons. What lesson did you learn, Cranberry?
Oh, that to take advantage of your friends whenever you can. You know, better to ask forgiveness than permission, obviously. And as ever, shrieking freaking works.
What about you, Yolanda?
Yolanda has learned that she truly is the master of the Boppin.
She is, yeah.
And she will forever hold the Boppin. Mm-hmm. I'm marking that on my character sheet, by the way.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to have the Boppin. It's under valuables.
Uh-huh. And 44?
Well, I learned that I need to be a little bit clearer about the lollipop, because the one that I have been offering Steve this entire time is one of those spears covered in meat, because I know that that is the kind of lollipop that Steve actually likes.
Oh, yeah. Chicken lollipop, yeah.
Also, let's be fair. Music solves everything.
It does. It really does.
Just as well as violence.
And finally, Steve, what did you learn? This is you were the main protagonist after all.
I've always been fond of humans. Mm-hmm. Now my respect for them has grown even more.
Oh, yeah?
Because I did not realize the nightmare that is living without the proper appendages that you're supposed to. Oh. And being small.
And being small.
But the fact that they had to grow up small and without that stuff, like... it is no wonder that they have survived such a horrible disaster centuries ago and come through somehow able to weather it all. In fact, like, the moment I step back through, it's like the first just kind of random human I pass by, I'm just going to hug them. Whoa. And say this, and it's like, I know.
There, you see that? I did that.
Like, it's like, yeah, it's like, oh yeah, so Cranberry, thank you for everything.
Oh yeah, no problem. Go ahead, sir.
Now go clean the latrines.
Steve, if you want
to... And I shriek.
Steve, if you want to feel this way every day, adopt a kitten.
Like, they have tails. They've got everything.
They have more than everything. But they need you.
No.
Like, oh, God. You're taking on that tone. I know that tone.
that's the session. So questions, comments, questions, I guess, like five.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Oh, Steve was in such hell.
Yeah. No, I did design this. Like, I would have given Tom a little challenge. I would have, like, oh, Steve's he's always playing the big tough guy. Well, what if he wasn't the big tough guy?
Now you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll roll with it.
It was delightful.
I'll do that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else just want to say thank you for putting up with our BS as usual?
I mean,
well, that's the game.
Thank you for putting up with my BS.
Yeah, yeah. RBS is the game.
Fun. Yeah.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
So much great BS.
You know, I'm always apologetic about everything. Yeah. So,
Chris, any final thoughts?
Boy, I had fun being a rotten person. to be honest, that was the highlight.
Hey, like, Chris, if you want to make getting your bird back.
Oh, I already made a note. Stetson's revenge is going to happen.
Yeah. At some point. There's
an old cap section in the campaign, Stetson's Revenge. I had to think about that. So, yeah, it's coming, though.
It's like a train coming around the bend.
Yeah, I'm going to read Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. It's like, how about I can use this to fuck over Cranberry? Anyways. All right, we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.